Blog Talk Radio.
New York is shy. Perfect combination. Kells, Biggie. Like Timbos and Jabos, bitches just like to play the merry-go.
Yeah, we know, drop the scenario.
It was me, D, the MPB, the Blunts and Brute Thang, knocking some Wu-Tang, M-E-T-H, oh shit. Look at them lips and them hips on that bitch.
Girl.
She hits the dip, so I can drop my Macadocious shit, like the blunt clip, and recognize the pimp. Needless to speak, the G's obsolete, don't sleep. Bang the skins in the week. On the street, up the avenue, I seen her on the block, who she rapping to? That's my nigga G, damn he got G. Now she fucking him and fucking me, see?
Me casa, you casa, I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get this to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with ya. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you want that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, baby, can't you see? Fucking
to
six in the morning.
Now I play a fall like a moon play a star. She still sweat me hard cause I'm a rap star. I be cruising up the block, I be passing her. Pimping hard with the female passenger. And the only time I call her to hang is when me and D blunted up, pissy scheming on a gangbang. She should've used the intuition, then she wouldn't be classified in that position. Listen, she saying I dissed her cause I'm fucking a sister. A message to the fellas that really get some hits. But she started that fucking family. She fucked my man D, so why she mad at me? Plus your sister look better than you, give head better than you, pussy get wetter than you. So break the fuck out like a rash. I'm glad I ain't spend no cash to hit your nasty ass.
Red bones, stilettos, doobies, hip others to show off your boogie. I'm hanging with the best of them sleep. If you wanna, I'm a veteran.
When I show up to the club, it's VIP. Dancing in the club, it's VIP.
I'm not looking to find a wife, just someone to make a friend of mine.
Me casa, you casa, I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with ya. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you want that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, 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 can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning. I roll up all black and Impala, I ain't so high when I walk in the club. I see the chick that used to get the dick, now she freaking on the floor, make a nigga reminisce. Wanna back in my ride again,
wanna back in my ride again.
I don't want no girlfriend. See, I just wanna hit it and we can be cool. We can do this if you're feeling the same way too. Come on girl, let's go to my hotel. Have a party all night in my hotel. Pop more smoke, throw in my hotel. In 20 minutes, girl, hit me on my tail. Me casa, you casa, I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get this to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with you. If the pussy good, I might do anything for you. Girl, show me how you want that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, baby, can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
For the last 2 weeks, taking care of business, vacationing, flying all over the place, jet setting, doing what he do. We're going to start it off with a wild ass show tonight. But before we start, let's get down to business here. This is Steph Dallas in conjunction with GQ Palace and my man Big Rich Money CEO. We'll give a little say a little prayer for my man Big Rich, who's under the weather right now in the hospital right now. And let's get a big prayer for my man right now. Everybody pray for my man right now. This show is also sponsored by Goodfellas Barbershop out in Staten Island. Come and get your shit fried, dyed and laid to the side. Some Afro Sheen, some Afro Clean, some Afro Fluid, some Afro Do It To It. Also sponsored by Havana Cigars, which will be a full-scale lounge within the next 2-3 weeks. And we'll be fucking up and running, baby. So you can come by and really get your fucking sip on. Smoke you a fathead with your boy. You know what I'm saying? This show is not for the weak, not for the fainted, not for the weak at heart. This show gets explicit. It's highly acceptable and highly recommended. So if you got a weak-ass heart, or you're soft, or your butt cheeks, hang the fuck up right now, because this show will get ratchet, and it will get real. And if you're not on your job, the show could get turned on your ass. You know, I hate to scare you motherfuckers off, but people say dumb shit, and people start going in on them. You know what I'm saying? So have a thick skin. If you call in the show and press one, have a thick skin. No kiddies. If you are under the age of 18, 19, shit, 18, 19, you still might be too young for this type of show. Hang the fuck up. So, ladies, if you want to, ladies, gentlemen, if you want a kiddie show, call in on Friday where you can talk regular. Be no cursing, shit like that. But this show, we get a ratchet and we get real rap raw. Real rap raw. We got 3 topics that we can discuss. Hold on, let me take a little sip of this motherfucking white Henny I'm sipping on right now. Hold on, y'all. Whew, that's some good shit right there. We're going to have 3 topics tonight. Three decent topics, you know what I'm saying? 3 decent topics we're going to talk about, want everybody to touch up on. If you're calling in, you're listening, press 1 to join in the conversation. Press 1 to join in the conversation. Topic number 1. What does it take for someone that lost your trust in them have to do for you to gain it back? Do you hear me? What does it take for someone that lost your trust in them have to do for you to gain it back in them? Y'all lost me? Did I lose you? If your partner or your significant other or somebody did something that pissed you the fuck off or did something that no business doing and you lost trust in them, what the fuck do they have to do to gain back your trust? Is there something they can do to gain back your trust? Talk to me. Topic number 2 would be, can you love someone and not respect them? Is there such a fucking thing out there, ladies and gentlemen? Is there such a thing? Can you love someone and not respect them? Are you there? Can you love someone and not respect them? Can you love someone and respect them? Or is that like hand in hand, respect comes with love? Or can you just love them and don't respect them? You know what I'm saying? Does one benefit the other? Or, you know what I'm saying? Does it run hand in hand or hand over fist? Talk to me. Topic number 3. Ladies, do you expect your man to be ready to have sex every time you're ready to? Did you hear me? This is for the ladies. Ladies, do you expect your man to be ready to have sex every time you're ready to? Can he ever decline without you getting upset or getting pissed the fuck off or having a fucking baby or having a temper tantrum or stomping your feet? And all of that shit. Do you expect your man to be ready to have sex every time you're fucking ready to? Can he ever decline without you getting upset? Remember, this is a grown adult show. No kids allowed, and vulgar language will be used and highly accepted. I guess I'll start off, being that my phone lines are lit up and you motherfuckers are scared to press 1. I guess I'll start it off. What does it take for someone that lost your trust in them have to do for you to gain it back in them?
Well, I'm going to tell you, if you lost my motherfucking trust, you can't do a motherfucking thing for you to gain it back. You can't do shit. I might keep you in my motherfucking circle. I might say, yeah, I forgave you, or I say you earned my trust, but you ain't gonna earn my, I'm always gonna have that in the back of my mind. It's always gonna be right there in my pocket, in my back pocket. It's always gonna be right there for me to go back on and think about. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can forgive you, but I'll never fucking forget. I will forgive you, but I'll never forget. So I don't give a fuck if you went to some motherfucking pussy reinvention class and got your pussy reinvented and your shit got sparkles and doing cartwheels off that motherfucker. I ain't never going to forget your ass. Forgive your ass. I act like it, and I'll still fuck with you, but just so know that I ain't going to be 100% with you no more. I'll never be 100% with you no more, because I'm always going to think, if you did it once, you do it again. You know what I'm saying? If you respect me enough, you would have never did it the first time. Topic number two. Can you love someone and not respect them? That is fucking touchy. Can you love someone and not respect them? I think you can love someone and... Nah, that's fucking hard, man. That's fucking hard. How do you love someone and not respect them? You know you could do that because... Fuck, man. If you love them a lot, then you're going to respect them. If you love them, you respect them. You know what I'm saying? Put it like that. If you love them, you're going to respect them. If you don't love them, you ain't going to respect them. How can you love somebody and then do shit you ain't supposed to be fucking doing? It all depends on this fucking situation. It all depends on the fucking situation. If I love you, I'm going to respect you, and I'm going to do shit and respect you. I also might fuck up and slip up and do shit that don't respect you, but it might not be intentionally. It shouldn't be intentionally, you know what I'm saying? Dogbone, I see you fucking commenting, bitch. Press fucking one, you crab. Anyway, ladies, do you expect your man to be ready every time you have sex? What happened? Ladies, do you expect your man to be ready to have sex every time you're ready to? Can't ever decline without you getting upset. I'll ask this for the fucking ladies. You better fucking not tell that broad no. If you tell a bitch no, she's going to think, let's see. One, you're cheating. Hold on. I have my first corner. We have Weezy on air. Weezy, are you there? Weezy Jefferson. Weezy Ellis. Are you on the air? Weezy? I guess Weezy ain't there. Anyway, let's go back to this. Let's go back to this thing I was just touching up on a little bit. Ladies, do you expect your man to be ready to have sex every time you're ready to? Fellas, take it from fucking me. You better not ever say fucking no. Ever say fucking no. I don't give a fuck if you just did a 30-hour shift at work. You better give her that motherfucking penis. You better give
her. Hello?
Hey, Weezy?
Yeah, you can't hear me.
Get your fucking phone fixed. Or my switchboard operator, get the fucking shit in order, y'all. What the fuck, man? Hold on while I take another sip of this white handy. Hold on, y'all.
Me too.
Woo! Shit. Good Lord. Okay. Let me finish talking about what the fuck I was talking about. Fellas, don't tell the bitch no. Don't tell him no. Because if you fucking do, that bitch might fucking cut you. She might fucking cut you. If the bitch says she want to have sex, you better have sex with her. Because she's going to think, one, you're cheating on her. Why the fuck is you laughing, Weezy?
I'm laughing at you.
One, she's going to think you're fucking cheating. Two, she's going to think you're cheating. Three,
she's
going to think you're fucking
cheating.
What?
I'm just mocking you.
You tell me I'm fucking lying, Weezy. Tell me I'm fucking lying.
No, you ain't lying.
I know that. Because y'all gonna want to smell the dick. Y'all gonna be like, where the fuck are you coming from?
I ain't smelling nobody's shit.
Man, all y'all bitches be trying to do that shit on the low.
No,
y'all
might
right down there and smell.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
So.
You niggas are retarded.
So when you say fucking no, what the fuck you gonna say?
I'm gonna have attitude. I'm gonna say, why not?
Huh? What you mean, why not?
Why not?
Of course, why not? And this was gonna happen.
And then I'm gonna have an attitude. I'm just not gonna jump out the window and think you're cheating. I'm gonna have an attitude. That has to occur like more than once for me to assume that you're cheating.
You're gonna think he's fucking cheating. You're gonna think he's up to fucking no good.
If he did it more than once. If he did it more than once. Yeah, I mean,
did it more than once.
Like if he says no, like more on more than one occasion, like two or like. If it's too repetitive, like in the same window period.
So how long is your window period?
I don't know. You're saying like once a week.
Hmm. So okay, but what you might also think it's you though.
No.
Maybe
I'm
you
not.
Ain't turning them on. Maybe that's why he's saying no.
No, I'm not gonna think that. No, I'm not gonna think that.
Huh?
No, I'm not gonna think that.
You're not gonna think that.
No.
Right, so you automatically gonna think he's cheating then. Or something's going
yeah.
on.
Well, not the first time. I'm not gonna think that the first time. Like, after three or four times, I'm gonna be like, oh, hold up now.
Damn, you a horny motherfucker. Three or four times?
I'm gonna keep pressing him. You know I'm a fucking pervert. I'm gonna keep pressing him.
Oh, my God. Hold on. We have another caller. We have another caller. We have Tiffany. Tiffany, you there?
Hey,
Tiffany.
Hi, Dallas.
What's up, sweet cheeks?
Oh, good. Welcome back.
Huh?
Welcome back.
What's up, baby?
I'm chilling. You know, just kicking back. It's Monday, time for me to do what I do, be ratchet.
Huh?
I said it's Monday. It's time for me to do what I do, be ratchet.
Yeah, of course. It's time for you to be fucking ratchet. Be ratchet, bitch. Be merry.
good. Now that she's on here, I don't have to talk anymore. Go ahead.
The fuck you mean you got to talk? You're going to talk all motherfucking, you're going to talk all fucking night. I'm going to start questioning you.
Uh-uh.
Huh?
I just answered the question.
I agree. Listen, well, you're not going to get three or four times with me. You're going to get twice, and then I'm like, all right, nigga, what the fuck is the problem?
See what I'm saying? He's doing something he ain't got a business doing, right?
Yep.
Yeah, y'all will think the same thing, though.
Or maybe your shit ain't up to par no more.
Maybe
fuck
your shit ain't. Maybe your shit ain't.
Oh, my shit stay up to par. I'm just saying for my general purposes. My shit stay up to par. But maybe it's something happened to your shit ain't right.
Oh, come on. Not everybody's shit just breaks. It's y'all
exactly.
motherfuckers. Not everybody's shit just breaks. It's y'all motherfuckers. Y'all greedy ass niggas.
Exactly.
Who's greedy?
Y'all niggas is greedy. That's why y'all be going all over the place. Tapping the bottle and shit.
Glass
down.
Excuse me, Miss Weezy.
Sit your ass the fuck down. I'm going to try to blame somebody.
First of all, I wouldn't have a problem. I ain't turning down no coochie.
Right.
That's not my but if I had a long day at work or I'm working hard at work and, you know what
right.
I'm saying, you laying up in the house, you ain't working because, yeah, I'm making enough money to take care of the household, you know what I'm saying? Because that's that type of nigga I am, you know what I'm saying?
Sweet dreams are made of
you. You know what I'm saying? Just laying up, watching the stories and shit all day, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm putting all the bills, you know what I'm saying? So,
and you
I can come home and say, you know, baby, I'm tired, baby. I don't want to do nothing tonight.
All right.
And it might be two or three nights in a row, I might say that, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm going to tell you,
I said I wasn't going to curse today.
Well, I'll do the cursing for you. I'll tell your punk ass lady and let me do what I do.
Let you do what you do.
That's right.
Yeah, what that mouth do? We ain't got to do, no, what that mouth do?
Exactly.
Oh, no, but listen, man, listen, can I wash up first and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying?
For what? Right. Your mouth ain't got nothing to do with the rest of you. We ain't fucking, remember?
Exactly.
No. Well, you can suck me off. I ain't no problem with you sucking me off now.
No. See?
What?
You just say you don't feel like having sex, but I can suck you off, really?
Yeah, I'm going to be laying down. I ain't doing shit. I'm just going to lay down.
Don't
what's
you
that
going to
do about me? I'm asking you.
You can lay down.
Like, why
I just can't lay down, you just suck me off, and then you go to sleep. You ain't got to get on top and start riding me and shit. Let break.
No, how about you just lay down and she sit on your damn face? You still ain't got to move.
Sit on my face? You trying to suffocate me?
Fuck it. It is what it is.
I'm tired. First of all, I'm tired. I had a long day at work. I'm tired. You think I ain't got time to be fucking trying to eat no coochie, man? I want to go to sleep.
Oh, bro,
have
but you
my
got
fucking dinner ready when I get home.
And
add that shit in the microwave.
That's all fine and dandy. All of that is all good. But on top of everything else, you telling me no, I don't get no rawness, but you do?
Okay, so, yeah, what I'm just saying. How does that affect you? Does it affect you mentally when a motherfucker tells you no?
Yeah, when a motherfucker tells me no for anything, it affects me mentally.
Okay.
Anything, not
that. Look, you two ratchet asses, man. I can't even think of that, you motherfuckers. Everything bothers
this.
You, motherfuckers.
I am fucking cool.
Everything bothers me.
I am fucking cool.
I do not like.
Tell me no.
It's a known fact that I do not like when people tell me no. I won't even like you no more if you
exactly.
tell me no.
Yeah, but
exactly.
Maybe they're telling you no for like a good reason though. They just
why
can't tell you
me
no.
No, though, because I'm not a no type of person. So don't tell me no.
Oh, so being that you're not a no type person, that means your significant other has to be a no type person.
Do unto others. Do unto others. Don't fucking tell me no.
The bottom line is my mama don't tell me no, so ain't nobody else going to tell me no.
So in actuality, y'all two spoil your bitches then, right?
I am.
Don't tell me no.
Exactly.
You two mothers are fucking have temper tantrums, all type of shit, man.
Hell yeah.
How many times you like told me you wasn't, oh, no, I'll give your ass a hard time for the littlest shit. Can you imagine somebody telling me no for something big? My fucking insides start churning, start burning on the inside. Mm-hmm. My inside of my body get hot when somebody tell me no, like what?
Okay. Shit, I start turning green. I'll be mad as fuck.
You turn into the fucking Hulk and shit?
Why are you saying no?
Like, why are you saying no? Like you
okay,
supposed
listen,
to
like
end?
I said, what if I had a bad day at work or I'm stressed out right now or I'm going through something right now and I don't feel like being bothered right now?
Well, sex
that's
makes
not good
it all better.
You.
Sex
exactly.
makes it all better.
Whoa.
Sex makes it all better.
How I make it all better? I might not be in a concert. I'm thinking about some shit that happened at work.
I'm going to give you a massage, and I'm going to talk to you about your day, and I'm going to be like,
we do that.
Look, like
men,
a mother.
Men do that shit.
What the fuck y'all don't?
That's what
we do.
Like, we say, we do a massage. The massage triggers the oldest
you're
shit. Let me just give you a massage, and as I massage you, I got the other hand, I'm pulling my dick out.
Where's my drink? I can't with these shenanigans.
That's the oldest fucking trick in the book. I massage you with two hands. All of a sudden, it's got one hand up there, another one pulling my dick out. I'm lumbering lined up. You know what I'm saying? Oldest trick in the book.
But that's all right, because, like I said, I don't say no. But if you say no, just know that you're just talking because it's free. You just wasting your breath. No.
Why am I say no?
Yeah.
Well, you gonna keep trying me?
Yeah, come on. Any kind of touch or feel, y'all niggas be able to do anyway. I'm going to get it.
Yeah, but now if I'm tired, okay, so when you start touching me, then I roll over and I turn my back to you. You really going to be fucking mad.
I'm going
to go
clean
your
head. I'm going to bust
your head. You turn your back, you done lost your...
Hold on. Women do that shit all the time, though.
Huh?
Women do that shit all the fucking time. You start playing with the coochie, and then the bitch turn on her side and get you
okay, back. And then you steal it from the side, so what's the problem?
What?
No, we don't steal it because y'all bitches squeeze y'all motherfucking legs so fucking tight, y'all cross them fucking feet down here on the bottom, and have that shit come to grip on that coochie.
Okay.
No.
We can't do that. Y'all just dig in our fucking shorts and pull it out. We can't cross our legs and shit.
Why would you cross your legs? That's just fucking dumb.
I said we can't. That's what I'm saying. I said we can't do that, so y'all can't grab it, but y'all can do that.
Who the fuck?
But I went in.
Exactly.
I wouldn't do that. I'm so confused at this topic. What's the other question?
Why are you so confused? So that's your problem. Y'all just don't want to hear fucking no. Why the fuck you just can't be like, okay, cool, no fucking problem. Next time, baby. The fuck you gotta
you.
Be.
What? She said, fuck you.
Well, you just can't accept the fact that I'm like, I don't want to do nothing tonight.
I said, you'll be all right the first night.
Huh?
You'll be all right the first night.
I'll be all right the first night.
Yeah, I'll be like, all right.
I'm going to try to steal that shit while you sleep.
But I'm going to try, I'm going to try first thing in the morning. You tired? You had a rough day?
Well, that day is that yesterday is over. Oh, it's a new day. Get on it.
Yeah, but see that's not. But there's no saying that's like some fucking double standard bullshit, man.
Well, you know, I'm not gonna be pressed or anything for it. So if you say no, you say no.
All right, you go to
that,
go to sleep, and that's that. Then I'm gonna get up. You gonna wake up in the morning. I'll be already dressed.
While you at work, I'm gonna go to my boyfriend's house.
Excuse me. See, and that's the problem. That's the problem we're gonna have right there.
Fuck it.
And that's
why
I'm excited to get my girlfriend house.
I kid. Society today leads everyone to believe that everyone is cheating, which is not the case. If you feel like you're tired and you don't want to give up none, all right, I'll see you in the morning. I will see you in the morning. Nigga, know that you will not be saying no again in the morning.
Exactly.
That's it. What's the other question?
I'm gonna fuck you up so bad you ain't gonna say no no more.
Why you gonna keep talking about this one?
Because you bitches ain't fucking fair, man. That's some bullshit.
That's fucking what? Life ain't fair. Life ain't fair. What you want? Life isn't fair.
Fucking go, man.
We fucking bleed every month. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Of course it's fair.
Man, fuck y'all niggas. Now, fuck y'all. And the fucking horses that y'all walk around in your pockets.
You said horses?
Little Trojans, little Magnums and shit. Fuck y'all. Fuck
who
y'all condoms. Fuck. You don't?
Who, me? I'm not even fucking no more, man.
Cancel that bullshit.
What's the other question? Because I can't fathom this whole no thing. Fuck you.
Huh?
I just can't fathom the whole no thing. Fuck you.
Oh, my God, man. You motherfuckers is the worst, man.
See what happens when you stay away for 2 weeks?
Huh?
See what happens when you stay away for 2 weeks? We have all this pent-up energy.
I don't have no pent-up energy.
We do, because you were gone for 2 weeks.
I've seen this bitch the whole 2 weeks he was gone.
Oh, shit. Y'all were together. I forgot.
Yeah. Hmm. I had 2 weeks off, and this bitch is wearing me out all over where the fuck I'm at.
Wherever you go,
this
I
bitch.
Go.
He said, I can't get rid of this bitch.
Can't get rid of this motherfucker, bitch.
So?
That bitch like a fucking jack in the box, man.
You were off today, Weezy?
No, I was at work. But I got this new thing with him now that I could see him. I could see what he's doing.
Oh, Lord.
He goes to the laundry mat. Here. Fuck you, Steph.
Oh,
but anyway.
What was that?
I said, fuck you, Steph. Act like I'm a pain in your ass. All right, what's the other question? We already got that established that we know is not. No means yes.
No means yes, man.
Yes, it does.
No, it fucking
no means
not.
Yes. No means yes.
Oh, my God, man. Y'all must give me a headache, man.
Huh?
What else we got going on?
That's what we do.
Hold on, y'all. What does it take for someone that lost your trust in them have to do for you to gain it back in them?
I'm still trying to figure that bullshit out.
Weezy, you said you want to talk about other topics. What's up?
I thought you had another one.
That is my other one.
You don't got three?
Yeah, we're going one that we're going in order.
What was the question again?
What does it take for someone that lost your trust in them? What do they have to do for you to gain it back, for them to gain it back in you?
I have no idea.
Kiss my entire ass. No, I'm joking.
You have no idea.
It depends on the nature of the offense.
Yeah.
It depends on the nature of the offense?
Yeah, what level on a level on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad it was.
So you forgive and forget, that's what you're saying, right?
What?
So you always forgive and forget, you can forgive and forget, right?
I don't forget shit.
I don't forget shit.
I'm a pretty forgiving person. I don't forget shit though. I don't forget shit.
So if you don't forget, that means you're not forgiven then.
No, I forgive you because I'm forgiving you for you being, for your transgressions. I'm forgiving you for your fucking stupidity. However, I'm not, look, if I forgive you, that don't necessarily mean that I'm going to block the shit out of my memory. I'm still going to remember what the fuck you did, and you still going to get a side eye from me, bitches and niggas alike. Y'all all get the side eye when y'all violate. Yeah, y'all will get the side eye. If a bitch violates me, it depends. It depends. No, I'm trying to explain it. It depends on, like, you gotta see what level the person is on with you.
Okay, so let's put it like this. If you're like in the beginning stages, it's easier to If you're like in the deep relationship stage, it's easier to forgive than when you just start fucking around.
That's true.
And
that's
he does
true.
Some dumb shit, or they do, or she do some dumb shit, right?
That's true.
Let me tell you.
What do you mean, let me tell you?
I'm about to tell you.
Oh, well, tell me, baby.
You just struck a nerve right now because I had a situation. I was with somebody, right? And he cheated, right? So I met up with the chick, and she called my phone, but she didn't call disrespectful or anything like that. Me and old girl, we met up, posted up in front of old boy's door. We waited for him or whatever, and he snuck out the other side of the building. Needless to say, when everything was said and done, I did forgive him, but I just can't shake that shit. It's like every year on that anniversary.
Let me turn this motherfucking background music down and this noise. Because you lost the hell out of me. And the girl. What happened now, you and the girl?
We met up.
Okay, now who's this girl? This is the girl that was fucking with your man?
Yeah.
Okay, so why do bitches always do that? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No, this was crazy. Cause he was
why
like,
do bitches always do what?
Meet the if it's the man cheat or something, they always go meet the girl he was cheating with.
I don't
like
want
to
meet that bitch.
No, she wanted to meet up with me. Because me and him, we only stayed a block from each other. She was coming over there, and I was already in the area, so we met up, whatever. He used to say he snuck out the side of the building because he was shook. And, you know, after a while, you know, we split up, and we got back together, and, you know, I forgave him, but it's hard to forget. Every year on the anniversary, I just get angry. I was like, I'm going to kill you. How could you? Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I'll forgive you in a motherfucker. But, yo, in the back of my motherfucking mind and in my back pocket, I got that shit that you did right there.
Yes.
Yeah, my soul won't allow me to act like everything is everything. I'll never be 100% again in life.
I will. I'll act like everything is everything. But trust me, I'm plotting and scheming.
No, my soul won't allow me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the Gemini in me, I promise.
Your soul won't allow you to do it?
Yeah, I'll forgive you, but, like, nah, that should have left a bad taste in my mouth and everything. Like, I feel like I said, I pride myself on, like, my loyalty, my friendship and stuff like that. So when you violate that, that should leave a bad taste in my mouth.
I value I value friendship more
yeah.
than anything in the fucking world.
Exactly. More than the actual relationship. Like I would want to keep my relationship with my friends' friends more than a nigga that I'm fucking with.
Absolutely.
Because a nigga could come and go, unless he's my husband or something, that's something different. Or, like, depending on the nature or how deep we are, if he's my man, that's different. But if I'm fucking with a dude and it comes up something that he did to violate me as opposed to something that my friends did to violate me, I'll probably forgive my friend faster than I forgive him.
Yeah, the nigga can go. He can go. He can kick rocks.
Because friends will always, at the end of the day, keep it 100 with each other. Because once friends stop speaking and they start fitting in, they are more susceptible to lay things out on the table and keep them 100 with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're more liable to clear the air. When you fucking with somebody, they ain't gonna clear the air because they don't want to rock the boat. They don't want they just want that shit to be done over. It's forgiven, fine, suck it, let's bury it, leave it alone. Yeah. We don't want to discuss this. Everything's good, right? That's not a healthy way to resolve things.
Yeah, they don't want to deal with the feelings or the situation at hand. Absolutely.
Oh, I'm. You know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is like, you're a mate or whatever you fucking with. Like, once they do something, they're gonna lie to them. And once you start lying, you better have another one in the fucking chamber. This one gotta come
right.
out behind that shit. You gotta fucking.
I respect a motherfucker that can keep them 100. I don't break. You understand what I'm saying?
You
could say I don't break. I'm not, like, my feelings might, when I say break, like, fragile, like, I ain't gonna, my limbs ain't gonna fall off based on what you say or what you do or anything like that. But at the end of the day, you gotta remember how you expect to be respected if you can't even keep it 100 with the person that you're fucking with, or if you can't keep it 100 with the person that's supposed to be your friend.
Exactly.
Like, if that's not, then you don't really value that friendship or that relationship or whatever if you're not going to always keep it 100. Like, what you got to lose? What you got to lose? If Tip is my girl, and that's my homegirl, that's my bitch, and me and Tip know each other since we was kids, like, if we have a falling out, we going to talk about that shit. We going to sit there, bitch, what the fuck happened? Like, what happened? And we're going to lay everything out, and we're going to be adults about it. We ain't going to sweep the shit under the table because we need to put out there exactly what it was that offended me or offended her so the shit won't happen again. You can't be a repeat offender because after a while that shit wears out. You might get the shit. You can't be a repeat offender. You're going to either get the brakes beat off of you or I'm just not fucking with you anymore. You're going to lose a valuable friend. And I know I'm a good fucking friend. I know I'm a good friend. So you might want to think twice about, you know, our friendship and what it means to you before you do stupid shit to violate.
Mm-hmm. And that is the truth.
Yes,
you know,
teach, baby, teach.
I'm big. You already know how I am. I'm big with my friends. If I got a motherfucker as my friend, you my friend. And I love you like you family and... It's all love. Like, you're going to get the same treatment that my siblings get. Like, that's how I am. So, like, don't fucking violate me. That shit unnerves me. Like, there's one thing I don't like is a fucking dishonest motherfucker and a disloyal motherfucker. Seriously.
Absolutely. That is so true.
Well, 100%. I value my friendship. Like, I got fucked royally back in the days, my friend. And, yo, that shit burnt my ass.
Mm-hmm.
So I buy that shit like a motherfucker. Now. It's hard for you to get in good with me, and then I stick around. Cause I'm like, I'm shady towards a bunch of motherfuckers. You got to get in real good to be like, you know what I'm saying? I really got to like you.
And that, you know what, that I'm the same way. But to be honest with you, I have two friends. That big bitch right there on the phone and her, I don't fuck with nobody.
Just me and my sister.
I don't fuck with nobody. And they know me in and out. They know what makes me tick. They know what I'm capable of doing. If I drank too much, they just know me. They've been with me through good, bad, ugly, crazy, all kind of shit. And them two right there, mm-mm, those are the only two friends I got. And trust me, I don't.
We know some shit about this bitch. No.
Exactly.
We know some shit about this bitch here. But yeah, like, this is what I'm saying. Like, as far as that's concerned, like, this is a touchy subject for me because I grew up around a lot of females.
Right.
And, like, I got my female friends, my friends that I've had, like, my friends that I've had, I've known them for, like, 20-something years and better. Like, it's not something, like, I'm always kind of friendly to people. Like, for example, the females that I met in the past 2 or 3 years. If I fuck with you, I fuck with you. Like, there's no need for me to act like I fuck with you and I don't. If I fuck with you, I fuck with you. Like, love is love. Everybody's getting along. I'm treating you like you're my family. You always welcome, whatever. I'm more susceptible to put hands on a new bitch as opposed to an old bitch. You understand what I'm saying? Like, my old friends, I feel like we can just
stop. Yeah, the new bitches, they always try too hard.
Yeah, I'm more susceptible. But like I said, at the end of the day, you know who you have around you. And once you let people into your home and into your personal space, into your mental, possibly physical, like whatever it is, to me, I cherish that. If I gave you a part of me and it's certain shit that you know about me as a friend and you turn around and you do some foul shit to me, it's going to really, really piss me off. Like, to the highest level of pissed.
The highest level of pissivity?
Like, you don't understand, Steph, how that shit irks my fucking nerves. You, without even mentioning, you already, look, it's a bitch that we know that I knew since I was a kid that she violated. And I've been wanting to snap this bitch neck ever since. But we adults. So my best thing to do was, the thing that hurt her the most is when I stopped fucking with her. That's I didn't even have to beef with her, get physical. When I stopped fucking with her, that's what hurt her the most. When she tried to apologize to me and she came crying to me and all that shit about how she missed our friendship, and I was like, no, fuck you, bitch. Like, no, you violated. No, bitch. And she's fucking boo-hoo crying. That shit hurt her the most.
Well, that shit hurt her. Sure.
I don't give a fuck. When you violate me, hell yeah. Hell yeah, I mean. Hell yeah, don't fuck with my emotions.
But why, baby?
Huh?
But why?
Why? Because I'm not a double crosser. I'll keep it real. Everybody knows that I'm foul mouthed. I'm just mad. That's just who I am. I'm not sugarcoating. If I come off at you, it's because you did something. Just don't violate me. That's all. There's no need for it, because I don't, like, just randomly violate motherfuckers just because I feel like I want to shit on this person today. I don't do that. So I expect all my friends to be the same way towards me. I don't give a fuck what you do to everybody else. Just don't do me like that.
Right. Okay. Well, that's understood. That's fucking understood. You have a fucking little pleading of the heart tonight, I guess.
But that's always been my thing. Like, even when I'm in the house with my girls and we all talking and shit, that's always been a very strong point for me. Like, yo, once you come past my threshold and you in my house and you around my family and you around my peoples, don't violate me. Don't do it.
I'll make sure I won't do that, all right, baby? I'll make sure I won't do that.
That's grounds to get decapitated.
Steph, you won't have to deal with me. You have to deal with Lorna.
Oh, shit.
You have to deal with Dune.
Dune, that's my baby.
You know what she told you. You know what she told you. You take care of my daughter.
Yeah, I do, though.
Huh?
I do take care of her. I make sure she gets back home safe and sound.
Oh, shit. I
ain't
gonna get it. I ain't nigga, don't push it.
I just say I did.
What was the other question?
What was the other fucking question?
You got me all passionate about my shit.
You know, he made you sensitive and stuff.
Oh my God, man. The other question was, oh.
What was the other question?
Can you love someone and not respect them?
But if you love someone, you just don't treat them that.
Would you like to start on this topic, Tiffany?
Huh? Look, huh?
What's the problem with you ladies tonight, man?
What?
What's the problem tonight, man?
I'm on a good cushion alcohol.
You can love them and not respect the things that they do.
Say that one more time, baby.
You can love them and not respect the things, some of the things that they do.
So you can love them and not respect some of the things they do? I'm talking about not respect them.
Nah.
Like you do something. That's like basically what.
Nah, you can't. You can't. I don't think you can. I don't think you can love someone and not respect them as a person, as them being your mate, or it just doesn't work. It doesn't go together. That's apples and oranges.
That's apples and oranges?
Yeah. So.
No, that shit is pineapples.
No, that's what bitches
pineapples for all
clean.
That shit. Huh?
That's what bitches use to keep their coochie clean. Pineapples.
Yeah.
It ain't to keep it clean. It just makes it sweet. But,
same shit to me.
No, you eat some pineapples and have a dirty pussy. It should be sweet and dirty.
Nah.
Ew.
Oh, my God, man. I'm going to start selling this shit called Refresh. You put that shit down there.
Mm-mm.
Now your shit refresh all over again.
I'm going to need them to use everything in a damn aisle.
Purple and white box?
It comes in a white box?
Yep.
Of course. Why not?
Mm-hmm. All right.
What the fuck happened right here? So, Tip, you said you can't love somebody if you don't respect them?
Nah. Mm-hmm. Well, like, how is that even going to... I'm going to treat you like shit. You're just going to be, like, dumb on the bottom of my shoe. No. Mm-mm.
Okay,
no.
But what if I had a bad day and I do some old dumbass shit towards you? So I still love with you.
Then, nigga, you got a chemical imbalance. And you need fucking help. You need help. If
this
you just going to do random dumb shit.
Every fucking thing.
You damn right. You damn right.
I know you got a chemical imbalance.
You, there's something wrong with you.
Why I just can't be fucking tired and going through some shit right now?
You ain't going through nothing, you asshole.
Nothing should be that bad to you. Uh-huh. Have to, like I said, nothing should ever be really that bad to where you're just violating your mate.
Okay, what if I'm in love with you and then we get into a heated argument and I call you a bitch?
But that
I'm gonna call you a bitch
so
first.
Exactly.
I'm call you a bitch first.
Yeah, but that's not respect coming from a man towards a woman, though, right?
I mean, if I know myself,
I don't take offense to that shit of me in an argument.
Because I know myself, and I know at times I am a bitch. So,
and I know y'all usually say that shit to shut us up for shock value. Because if you call me, I'm like, so fuck. You call me a bitch all the damn time. But in an argument, you fucking bitch. That shit, I'm a gag. Like,
fucking stupid hard ass bitch. If I call you that, you would be tight.
Did you call me a stupid hard ass bitch?
A stinking whoring ass bitch. You gonna be tight.
I said I'm a gag. A stinking whoring ass bitch.
Whoring, not boring.
Whoring. That's what I said. All three of them shits. Really?
Yeah, all of them. All of them saying.
You gonna call me a stinking whoring ass bitch?
Yeah.
I might laugh.
I'm gonna claw your eyes out. I'm gonna dig your eyeballs right out.
I'm a little touched,
so
I might laugh at you.
You what?
But I could still be in love with you. I could be calling you that out of love.
What?
Right? I could be calling you that out of love.
No, Steph, no. Fuck that.
I can be out of
that
love.
That is verbal abuse.
But if you did, wait. If you did something that was out of order, and I called you a bitch or a cunt or something like that of that nature, because I want you to get your fucking act together. That could still be out of, that could still be love.
Well, you know what? No. Let me tell you something. Because when you're in a heated, heated argument, quite naturally, shit comes out. I'm talking about your mama, everybody gonna get it. Everybody gonna get it when we argue. I'm talking about your mama. I'm talking about everybody. I'm gonna test your sister. Tell your sister come get some, and she wants some. I'm calling everybody out.
Hell yeah! I'm just saying.
Like it, you know how to curb yourself. Like when dudes say that, they really saying that because y'all losing the argument. And y'all don't know what the fuck else to say. So y'all start calling us names.
Oh, so now we start calling you names and we're losing an argument. So that's
because
y'all be
having shit else to say.
That's what y'all be doing. Fuck you. You limp dick nigga. All type of shit.
No, I would never talk about your penis if it's good. I ain't even going to do that. I might call you a faggot.
Oh, my God. You know what? I want to ask that question, too. I could ask this question to you, ladies.
What?
Why do women stay in relations, in bad relationships with nigga with good penis, but won't stay in a bad relationship if he don't have like a job or something like that? Y'all rather stay in a bad relationship with a nigga with good penis than in a bad relationship with a nigga without a job or without good benefits, or you know what I'm saying? Or
if a girl is fucking with in a bad relationship with a nigga with good penis, she got two boyfriends. Always remember that.
Exactly.
Number two.
I don't give a fuck what a bitch says.
Yes, bitches, I'm blowing y'all up. She got two boyfriends. Okay? There's a nigga talking to her real nice. All right?
To the
church.
Huh?
Yeah, but that good penis, the maker don't want to do nothing, though.
Who told you that shit?
Man, good penis had bitches stigmatized, man. Cut it out. You know that.
Yeah, stigmatized, take me to your leader, but you're a piece of shit, you're a piece of shit.
Exactly.
I need mental stimulation, too. Your dick ain't got no kind of mind. It got brain, it ain't got no kind of mind. I need mental stimulation. I ain't no dumb bitch. I need to go have a conversation with a grown-ass man that knows how to talk to people.
All right,
I'm
not
don't fucking kid me. Penis is penis. It's all good. I'm a little pervert
and
everything.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. I have three callers in. We're going to bring them in. We have Big Homie.
Oh, shit.
You motherfuckers took too fucking long with this dumbass shit. This is that guy that just ran fucking quick.
Shut down. Hold on, Big Homie. We got two, but we have Mark. We have Mark and we got Angie.
Which Mark?
You there?
Hey, I'm like you, Big Homie. They took two goddamn long to bring this on
me, man. Where's Angie? Angie, you there, baby?
Angie is in the building. What's up, Big Homie? What's good?
You're talking real low, baby.
Am I? Can you hear me now?
I can hear
you now, baby.
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right. What's going on?
Ain't nothing, baby. We're, you know, talking to these
people.
Can I
go in now?
Oh, shit.
Can I go in now?
Yeah, you going, Big Homie. Go ahead, Big Homie.
All right. I don't want to hear nothing from you cackling-ass birds either while I'm talking. Now, the shit about the bad penis and the chick stain with the nigga with the bad penis and this big little nigga talk about, oh, she got two friends. If the bitch had half a friend, she wouldn't be with the bad penis. So that shit is dumb.
No, bitch, it's not bad penis. You're not listening. Now, hold on. I got the mic. See? Because you came over here and you started flipping the fucking
you
script
said,
and you
got
the question all fucked up.
She got
we didn't talk about
penis,
bad penis.
She had two
man.
Friends over there.
We said
the
good
bitch
penis.
Ain't got nobody.
We said good penis with a bad attitude. Who the fuck is this, Big Homie?
That's right, motherfucker.
You
look, look at here, bitch.
Okay.
All right, little nigga, what? Bring it, bitch.
Look at here, bitch. I didn't say that. I said if you
what
got
you said, then?
Good, I said if you got good penis and you fucked up individual, best believe that bitch got another boyfriend that's talking to her nice and being
that
nice.
That bitch ain't got shit.
Nah, you ain't shit. You don't think your bitch has got another nigga?
Bitches don't want to fucking leave me. Get the fuck out of here. The last thing
they
you want
to
do is go to
they
sight.
Need to, motherfucker. They need
listen,
to leave your fucking
listen.
Man.
Listen. Wow. You say that shit from the outside looking in. I put this dick on your kidney while you're looking at the city. You ain't trying
I
to do nothing
I got
else.
No fucking kidneys, bitch, so come again.
Why would I find something else to poke in your gut, nigga?
Whatever, nigga.
Something else in your gut.
I'm going to need you to fucking tap me on my fucking left ventricle, bitch.
Oh, yeah, look, you know, this is the second time I had you in the spider's web. And you fucking wiggled out. And you fucking wiggled out, you punk-ass nigga. You know I had you in the car. You had to jump right out the fucking car, nigga.
Nigga,
shut
I fucking rolled out that bitch.
You rolled out the fucking car, you punk-ass nigga.
Yo, big homie, I can't even tell them what happened on the air.
Yeah, you can't say shit, but you can't say you got the fuck out the car, though.
I sure the fuck shit.
You got the fuck out of there. I gave that evil laugh.
Oh,
fuck
shit.
Out the car.
That nigga put the child safety on. I was like, oh, give me the fuck out the shit.
And it was like 7 o'clock in the morning, too. I had your ass, nigga. I let you go, nigga.
Yes,
I'm the reason you ain't have a sore back, nigga.
You
I let you out the car.
Wow. Oh, y'all just had to be there.
Speaking of that, no.
Hey, what is your topic tonight? What's the topic?
We go. You who? This is my girl Angie right here.
This is Angie. Yes.
Okay, let me ask you. Let me put this get right.
Tell
the
truth, Angie.
You know I always give it to
you. No question. This big old nigga right here. Angie.
What is it?
Maybe you'll make me punch you in your fucking face.
You had a chance. You had a chance, nigga. You was hitting niggas all weekend. Ladies. Okay, what's this? Angie? Angie here, baby?
I'm here.
Okay. Do you expect your man to be ready to have sex every time you're ready to? And can he ever decline without you getting upset?
No, he has 1 week out of every month to decline, you feel me?
1 week? What's you on the rag?
Listen, absolutely. That's his relaxing week, you understand? So, but when I'm ready because if it was the reverse role, if he wanted it, he'd expect me to give it up, so why can't
he? Yeah, but the problem is y'all don't give it up, though, all the time when a nigga wants something.
No, what you talking
true.
About?
That's not true. That's not true in order. You must be talking about some...
I'm just saying, if you fucking with a nigga that's packing like me, you ain't gonna want to give it to me all the time. You know?
Yeah, Angie, you breaking up.
You ain't never met no chick like me. That's why.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't always saying that shit to break the pussy though.
Stop playing. Listen, I'm at the top of the game. I ain't even worried about what you saying. I'm worried about none of that.
Chicks always say that shit until we break their pussy.
You better break it off by another one, somebody else will. Stop playing. Don't worry about it. Listen, Angie, is it Angie? Better hold that down. Like she said, otherwise she got another friend to satisfy that. Don't worry about it. Fuck, I don't care if you co-sign anything that this big little nigga said. This nigga is pussy.
I was not giving you no fucking buns out there when you had fucking Aladdin and shit and all that other bullshit going on. Fuck out of here.
Listen, Aladdin, stop stuttering.
You shut the fuck
listen.
Up. Stop trying to act like rawness was jumping off. You knock it the hell off. You know
hey,
I'm
listen,
that kind of lady.
Listen,
you
know,
lady.
You know goddamn well when I took your ass to Walmart, nigga, it wasn't to get no goddamn curly fries, nigga.
Yo, Minnie, stop gunning for me, nigga.
You know
get
goddamn well, 7 o'clock in the morning, old thing open
Angie,
his legs,
Angie,
motherfucker.
Angie, she's from Brooklyn.
No, I am not from Brooklyn.
That's that Long Island nigga, son. You know
Long
you're fucking Brooklyn niggas,
I'm
though.
I'm from Long Island, that's right.
Oh,
when we had niggas riding that Long Island Railroad to come see a bitch. So stop playing.
Hey, you know,
you
riding
no
fucking railroad to see your ass.
Yes, you did. Who that big homie lying? Stop playing.
I ain't been on a fucking train since the ninth grade, Angie.
Big homie, you took a train out there?
Never.
That's the story you told now. I ain't make that shit up. That's the shit you say.
Hey, listen, I told you I should come out there and beat y'all.
I got a good memory.
Listen, I ain't been on a train since the ninth grade, Angie.
Okay, whatever. Now you can drive out there. That's good.
Yeah, I was driving out there. Fucking up some basements, man. So all you little whores is fucking in a basement in Long Island.
God, you know, Long Island got houses. We got attics, basements, and four
bedrooms.
Yeah,
y'all was in the basement, you little boogers.
Whatever.
You just disrespectful.
I ain't gonna lie, Long Island bitches love us Brooklyn niggas.
No, I told her that, D.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's all good.
Here this motherfucker go.
You try to slide a shit under the radar? You try to slide a shit under the radar, Weezy?
What happened? What happened? What'd I do?
You try to slide that shit under the radar? You try to slide that shit under the radar?
I didn't even see that. What you talking about?
I wish y'all heard that.
What happened?
I bet they do.
I didn't say that. Rewind the tape. Nitty, shut up, you fucking
You should have had that tape in front of Walmart, nigga.
Oh, my God. Yo, stop. This nigga's a creep for real, yo.
Whatever, nigga. You know you under pressure. Your ass rolled out of there. Excuse the creep.
No, motherfucker.
Wow. Good.
I ain't going to never doctor your ass again. I see this shit don't pay off.
It sure don't. Fuck that.
Trying to be a good friend to you.
Okay, let me ask my girl. Let me ask my girl.
So
Mark still in, Mark, or Mark left?
Oh, dumbass.
No, I'm here.
Okay. Hey,
you trying
Angie.
To ruin our friendship.
Uh-huh.
Angie,
no
can you
question.
Love someone and not respect them, baby?
You say that again?
Can you love someone and not respect them?
Oh, absolutely not. That's a total contradiction.
Mm-hmm.
You don't love me and don't respect me. That's crazy.
I can love your pussy and not respect you.
Well, that's because you love my pussy. You don't love me, then.
Yeah.
No, that's a contradiction. Absolutely
I don't
not.
Know.
I'm telling you.
Because Angie says so.
Okay, what's your definition? What's your definition of respect, though?
Let me see.
Angie.
I gotta choose these words wisely, simply because
maybe on the line.
There's a lot of different levels.
Okay, can I be your mate, and we're in love with each other, but I'm fucking other bitches on the side. That's not respect, though, right? But I can still love you, though, right?
Sure, you can, but that don't mean I gotta love you back.
That's not what he asked you, big dummy.
No, that can happen. That could definitely happen.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So it is possible.
But that doesn't mean y'all even gonna be together though. You could do that.
Can't ask you that either, motherfucker. He said, "Kenny, be on the side.
You're not
fucking some bitches and still love you." That's it.
That's possible, but you asked if he could respect. That's no. It's different levels. That you didn't give me a chance. There's different levels of respect.
You can love somebody and make a mistake, yo.
Yeah.
You can make mistakes. This is what I'm saying. You could. There's mistakes.
But you can't be a repeat offender. You
this
just
you could. This you could.
Shit,
if you're doing the same shit over and over again, you
well,
need to get the
fuck
shit beat
repeat
out of you.
That
right,
is,
I'm going to respect you.
If I never got caught doing it.
I'm going to respect you if I fuck you up. How about that?
Listen to what I'm saying, though, big little nigga. How the fuck can he be a repeat offender? Explain that to me.
Because if he keep getting caught doing the same shit over and over again.
You see what you're saying? If you let me keep beating up other pussies, why should I stop?
Yeah, that's true.
I just told you what the fuck is going to happen.
I would take a punch in the face if I could get some extra ass. I'm going to tell you before I leave the house. Go ahead and punch me in the face now. I'm going to fuck Brenda.
I got to put
Because you're just disrespectful.
No, but I'm saying all I got to do is take a beat down to get some extra pussy. That's
yeah, you
a fair
might get
trade.
A machete to your fucking collarbone.
Oh, and now we're talking. Now we're going to sit down and talk about this.
Huh,
yeah,
baby?
We're going to sit down and talk about this, baby.
Yeah.
That's that yardy shit, man.
Yeah, the offense, the fucking punishment ain't the same punishment over and over again. That's just like if I keep getting my ass beat. Hello?
Yeah, we're listening.
That's like if I keep getting my ass beat when I'm younger, my mother ain't going to keep beating my ass with the fucking belt because she see the shit ain't going to work. She's going to start picking up brooms and electric cords, and bitch, you're going to learn. You're going to fucking pay attention to what I'm telling you.
I don't know. As you're getting older, she's just getting bigger shit to hit you with.
I mean, yeah, I believe in violence, so fuck it.
I don't know what y'all want from me.
I don't know. I think the only way that is only feasible for somebody to respect you if you demand it. Like, I'm not going to respect nobody. Nobody.
With a motherfucking knife to your neck. That's how you
can handle. You know, I can't really get that violent, you know, because I have a federal job.
You don't gotta be violent to get that respect. But
why not?
Like when I come out, I don't give a fuck who you are. I'm just not gonna respect you just because you're breathing.
But you a defiant motherfucker. So it's like niggas gotta be fucking jumping through hoops to get you to fucking behave your goddamn self when you the one that's misbehaving.
I'm talking about niggas and bitches. I'm not respecting nobody off the rep. You got to earn that shit.
Everybody just shut the fuck up.
Because I don't want to talk to them no more. I feel like I spoke to them too much in these past couple of weeks.
Yeah, you ain't say that shit at Walmart when you needed a shoulder, nigga.
I'm going to need you to stop talking about them at Walmart.
Yeah, you're an ungrateful nigga. You get back on fucking solid land, but you're good.
You supposed to be for the last 2 weeks, too. You tired of me, too? Wheezy?
Fuck all y'all.
The truth is coming out.
Come on, man. Fuck y'all. This ain't about me. Come on, carry on.
So you see her video?
Who got a video?
Uh-uh.
Is she butt nigga? Who got a video?
Who's that? YouTube.
You know, how is the host having a conversation off?
Bring back Birdman.
Where's Angie? Angie left? She ran Long Island. Long Island girls, they be running and she can't take.
Oh, not that nigga right there. She be taking Brooklyn penis. She don't run.
Listen, I don't run from nothing. Like I said, it ain't where you from, it's where you at.
She sound like she from the gutter too. She don't sound like the regular Long Island shit.
She like she from Livonia and motherfucking Mother Gaston.
Check the map. Brooklyn is on Long Island too. Stop playing.
Brooklyn, Long Island too.
Yo, Long Island is on Brooklyn, nigga.
No, Brooklyn is on Long Island again.
Y'all ain't even fucking shit. Check the map.
I
want y'all to come to my birthday party. Show you how we do it on Long Island.
When's your birthday party?
June 29th.
You playing already? It's fucking
hold on, y'all. Time out. Angie, you a Cancer?
All day.
It's Mondays today.
All day. What happened?
Where's your party at, Angie?
It's at my house.
Oh, you have a house party?
Oh, it's beds in there.
I'm in there.
It's beds in that motherfucker.
Oh, got it.
It's beds in that motherfucker.
It's beds in that motherfucker. Definitely is. Listen, it's going to be on the podcast.
All right, Dallas, so you come get me and we going.
Got my own show and everything going on.
You started fucking up already.
I swear, this bitch act like I can't go nowhere with that.
I'm a man, how am I letting a woman outshine? I'm coming out there to catch me a straggler.
I don't want to give you nothing. You're my friend.
Next time I'm going to fucking hijack the pussy.
What part of Long Island are you from, Angie?
All right, nigga, if you take it, then you take it, but I'm not giving it to you.
Yeah, well, that's right up my alley, nigga. Shit, I'll leave fingerprints.
I'm going to leave I just wouldn't have said that shit while I was down there. That's my fucking sure. If you're going to take it, take it. No thanks. Huh?
What part are you from, Angie?
I'm from Greenport, but I live in Bellport right now.
In Bellport? Damn, you way the fuck out there.
Absolutely.
That's what happened when you get... When you get motherfucking parole from that motherfucking prison out there, you just stay out there.
Oh my God, you're too much. You know that, right?
I know the prison out there. That shit out right where she said is at, right there.
Oh, you was out there in Riverhead?
I went to go bail a nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You was in there
that
too.
That shit is a fucking mission.
Yo,
that shit is a mission. You might as well keep on going and get you a fucking Hamptons. Go to the Hamptons and get you some B. Smiths.
Are you guys talking about the prison system? I have no knowledge of such things. Next topic.
Get the fuck
out
of here.
Next topic.
You fuck with mad niggas in jail, Tom.
So fucking what? give me a good hood nigga any day. So what?
Ooh. Oh, my God. That's where Bellport, that's where fucking,
remember that shit, Rahway?
Rahway, no, that's Jersey. Rahway is Jersey.
Nah, what's another one, Riverhead. What's the name of that shit?
Riverhead? Oh, that's the jail? You talking about the Riverhead jail?
What's the name of the jail out there?
That's, it's Suffolk County Correction Facility.
It is
nah,
a jail
know,
or is
the...
it a camp? Isn't it a
jail? No, it's a jail out there, bitch.
The jail. Not the county shit, the jail.
They got two. They got one in
your
tank, too.
That's the
farm right there.
That's
the farm. What? No, you can't tell Rich he's not a pimp, man. The nigga Rich is not a pimp. His bitches be all over him going crazy. He needs to sit the fuck down.
Who that?
What are you watching?
I heard somebody... watching that real hip hop shit in the background.
Oh yeah, he's such a girl, man. That's why he a faggot ass nigga.
Who's
that
ass nigga?
Rich,
that nigga Rich.
Rich hip hop.
Oh,
Rich.
Rich
Dollars. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck Rich.
Yeah, he be crying and shit.
Did y'all see Erica Mena's video? Good lord.
Eric,
she got a video. Erica Mena. Yeah, she's got like, that song she did or whatever that she wanted. What's that nigga on? Oh yeah.
You
she talking
about the Hyrie.
Huh?
No, that's not. Erica ain't got no video. It's the other chick.
Man,
Erica, she just dropped the video the other day, Duke.
Erica?
Erica Mena, yeah.
You talking about Tahari. Tahari has a video.
No.
Yeah, Erica.
Erica dropped the video, too, man.
She ain't got no music.
The
she wanted
Olivia
Rich
to be on.
Bitch.
The one that Rich wanted Olivia to get on with her, and Olivia said no. They made it cut a video for
right,
her.
Right. It was that whole big thing, yeah.
But then they took it off air because this bitch is in... She's just trying to market her body. This bitch is in there with her fucking bra in the tub. She's taking a bath. She's taking a shower. She ain't got nothing to do with the fucking song.
That's my bitch right there, because she is purely crazy, yo.
Yeah, she's
you gotta
be naked. That's what's
going. You don't
gotta
be naked.
Yo, they pulled this shit off of all the internet. They pulled it. Yo, this shit, they were like, yo, this is like soft porn. They pulled the shit off. They pulled the shit on the internet.
Oh, I'm searching
sure
right
now.
The
right
I
back
can't
on.
Find that shit.
You don't put this shit right back on, my man 50. put this shit right back on. This is 50. Now it's back on YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah, but she's a fucking loose cannon anyway. All she ought to do is wind up in some pornos.
Yeah, she got some big ass fucking melons, dude. She got some big store bought titties.
We said store-bought
titties. But we on the corner. We made a left, and we on the corner of what street? Where we at now? Where we at?
We don't know. We
oh shit!
Lane.
I got the video.
We on fucking lane. Right
let's go. Where that shit at? Come on, let's go. Magazine photo shoot. Where the motherfucking video at?
Oh, man, this motherfucker here, Duke.
Mm-hmm. You
so, you're going to have, like, a big house party? You're going to have, like, a day party, a barbecue? What's going to be there, Angie? I need to know so I know how to be dressed.
Listen to this nigga. Ain't you our friend on Facebook? You got to give him all the information on the air.
No, I'm not her friend on Facebook. I'm going to find this. You on Big Homie page?
Oh,
you know she's scared of me.
No, I ain't scared of you either.
Look, she's on my page. I put dick in her.
Getting nothing
and
nobody.
Nitty, you keep talking like you're gonna do something.
Like
you punk ass nigga, shut up. Because you nigga hopped the fence twice. Shut up, nigga.
So what? Yeah, exactly. I'm that bitch that said no. How about that?
You ain't hurt me, nigga. You hurt yourself. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, you trying to help you. You would have benefited off of this, right? You would have been off of this. I'm trying to fucking feed you, nigga. You the Ethiopian kid.
Nitty, you ain't even a pussy. Shut up.
I don't talk to where I'm a cop, man. This
shit is my time, nigga. I want head, too. Fuck out of here.
Listen, when I hit you at this motherfucking totem pole, you won't forget all about my
time. Right, who cares about that shit?
All right, well, let's get that shit down outside the truck.
Outside the truck, nigga. Keep it what? It wasn't nothing going to happen.
When I was trying to
wasn't
run them
nothing
things,
jumping
off.
Stop it. You know all you
right,
wasn't going to stop
nigga.
It. You keep talking all that dumb shit.
Whatever.
Talking all that dumb shit.
You rolled your punk ass out the car, didn't you? Well, still
what that mouth do? What that mouth do? You said you had to go because you had to make breakfast.
Fuck out of here. You know the question, nigga. I'm trying to
he
hit the thighs up. Wait.
That nigga was Chef Boyardee-ing it up.
Who? She said you had to make breakfast. Yeah, that was the night after she done hit a nigga with that toxic shit.
I don't know what you're talking about. That was
my night with that toxic shit.
That was just Black Crown.
You was playing bartender again?
I didn't play bartender. She said she wanted a
shot. She was playing Undertaker. All I know, the motherfucker said, man, make me a drink. I can handle it. All I seen this bitch mixing up some shit, and I seen vapors and smoke and shit come out the glass. I said,
let me explain this to you. If you ask Weezy for a drink, you have to stand by her and watch everything she pours in there because she'll pour some damn rubbing alcohol in that shit.
Yo, I'm telling you, I seen smoke and vapors, and she took the motherfucking spoon and stirred the shit up, but the spoon came out, the half the spoon was missing.
He can't say a goddamn thing. I make my own shit.
Yo, fucking Saddam Hussein. She said, "I got it. I'll do it." Me and Tip was like, "All right." She threw that shit back in one swat.
That nigga knocked that shit down. It was over. Game over. Insert coin. Ruined the whole weekend.
I'm sorry.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I'm going to Bellport June 29th. Yes.
That's right.
That's where all the hookers at, too. Yeah, my birthday is June 3rd. I have my birthday at your house, too.
Mine is the 11th, Steph. When your birthday?
June 3rd. And yours the 11th, baby?
Yep. Oh, y'all them Geminis. Ooh,
yeah.
That's right.
We should all fuck for our birthdays. Yeah, well, you know what? Ain't nobody said no. Everybody's laughing.
You're stupid as hell.
Put a bitch to a god.
Well, technically, they don't sound like really caught you off guard.
Shut the fuck up, big homie. I'm so
well, I'm just keeping it real, nigga. It ain't until I get really caught you off guard.
Yo, big homie, you talk hella shit. You know that, right?
No
he
question.
Do.
What I do for a living, nigga.
That's all he do. He up.
Yo, how far are you from Richmond, Virginia?
Ooh.
How long is the drive, homie?
The way I drive, Richmond, 2 hours.
Oh, 2 hours?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How and Newport is closer to you?
Oh, no, Richmond is the end on the beginning. That's the end, right?
Richmond is near the end of Virginia.
Yeah, that's 2 hours, yeah.
2 hours? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that ain't shit.
She already took. She's trying to link up, homie. She's going to Virginia.
Yeah, shit, all she's going to do is bail out like Time Warner.
Oh, no. Why the fuck every time I got to meet up with you, it got to be something ratchet? Motherfucker, I'm going out there.
And we just joking. I'm just joking, but you know I ain't putting no pressure on you.
But all I'm saying is that when I go out there, like, we going to be partying and shit, I'm going to give you a call.
Yes. Whatever you want. You can have whatever you like.
This nigga here.
Yeah.
I like being in the friend zone.
Man, fuck that friend zone bullshit, man. My ass always gets stuck in the middle of that fucking shit, man.
Wow. Yeah, but that's the gift and the curse, because you know what? You go at it differently. Most guys go at it thirsty, and they get shot down. You know, real cats just let the shit go. You know, just let it go. If I get caught in the friend zone, she lost out.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You keep huffing and puffing. Y'all the ones fucking all these losers. It's not like every dude you fucking is a winner.
There ain't all winners out there.
Exactly. So you should be lining the fuck up.
Wow.
Instead of wasting your time trying to find you a good one.
Exactly.
We tell you what,
this
winner
up. That's
the
fuck, nigga. I'm trying to help you. Help me. Help you. Help me. Help your ass, nigga.
I will fucking pass on your big mouth ass. No, thank you.
All right. Hey, listen. Just, I keep telling you, you big little nigga. All you doing is shooting yourself in the pussy.
I don't care.
Yes, you do.
I don't. You don't
eat
pussy. I don't care.
Sure, that's what they all say.
I don't care.
Hey, Angie, you have any EKs at your house on the 29th?
What happened?
You have any EKs at your house on the
29th? What the fuck is an EK?
Huh? All y'all Long Island motherfuckers is EKs.
Easy kills.
Easy kills.
No, the chicks I fuck with, we don't get down like that. Trust me, you
got to
come.
How
with
you
me.
Know? You tried to fuck them?
You got to be on top of your game.
How you know? You tried to fuck the chicks you be down with?
You got to be on top of your game to fuck with the chicks I fuck with. Believe it.
They might be fighting trying to get to me out there. You make sure you got security out there, man.
Listen, I got that too, but... My type of party, we don't even need that
because
we
fought.
I'm
saying, what makes your bitches
so special? I don't want them broads getting up a fight over me out there.
Angie, what makes your bitches so special?
You know why? We'd be in the background like, nah, go ahead, you fuck with that nigga. Go ahead, we ain't going like that. You go ahead, you fuck with him. I got something else lined up.
That sounds just like some Long Island easy kill shit, too.
Listen, man, that's why we go to clubs in Long Island, man. It be
always
Haynes.
I used to hang out in taboos all the time.
Shut the fuck up, Weezy. I know you're
what?
Fucking.
I'm not saying nothing.
I'm a mile away.
I'm not saying anything.
But I
Yo,
know
guys,
that.
You remember
why
going to taboos a mile away?
Why does everything have to be about like sex and fornication?
What is that, big homie? You remember going to taboos and that shit was popping, tearing them niggas up in taboos?
Taboo, when it used to be called Oz, all of that. Boy, I get.
They have a roller skating ring out that bitch too.
Oh yeah, motherfucking
Lacey's. Lacey's or some shit like that.
Yep.
To tear they ass up, yo.
I used to get pussy about a pound out that motherfucker.
No question, yo. Tear they ass up, yo.
That was some
you go out, you to, yeah, the, on the real tip, we used to go to Long Island just because you ain't feel like arguing with bitches.
Yeah. And it was easy.
Easy.
Oh, you from Brooklyn? And as they say, they pulling their pussy out.
You saying where you from, you don't got no kick like that, huh?
What happened?
You saying where you from ain't no easy kill, huh?
No, this is too much. This is too much headache.
Yeah, them Brooklyn bitches give you a fucking long way to go for that.
Yeah, Trump
oh,
bitches,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. It's the truth. It's the truth. They easy, but you got to listen to too much shit.
Wow. They lying.
That shit ain't no, that's the damn truth, man. Them bitches in New York, Brooklyn, this is easy, but they just talk your head off, and they want to smoke for free.
No, because a lot of y'all niggas is corny, man.
Well, not none
of
this.
We mean a lot of y'all niggas. You put me and my man in that category.
You said bitches from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn,
so I'm
exactly.
Not fucking filtering shit. You
no, but I said bitches. I ain't say y'all. I said bitches. Y'all not a bitch.
Niggas.
Well, technically.
Shut
you
the fuck
bitch
up.
Too.
Whatever. You call me whatever until you jump on this totem pole.
Ha ha. Not a lot of. You still got a lot of confidence in your cock.
Yeah, listen, I'm 43
shit.
Years old. This is a proven fact, like equation, like pi. Pi, 3.14. This shit is proven.
How old are you?
43.
Okay.
And a half.
Yeah, whatever. 43 and a half. Whatever, motherfucker. But this shit is proven, nigga.
Oh, my.
4 times 4 is 16. Nigga, proven.
Oh, my.
Wow. You
motherfucker, you know my shit make a motherfucker. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nigga.
I love this ratchet ass show right here, yo.
Yes, sir. Boy, after this show, I want to get my dick sucked or something.
Hey. Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's some bullshit.
And you bitches free after the show?
Take your ass to fucking Bellport.
Do not fucking say that shit while I'm on the phone, Seth. Do not say that shit while I'm on the phone.
You come to Bellport and get disappointed, trust me.
For what?
And
oh, come on, Angie. Now you're not sucking dick, Angie.
Yeah, I'm sucking dick. It just ain't yours.
I'm not talking about me. I'm trying to hook my meal up, son.
She said, yeah, I'm sucking dick.
But listen, my friend can't hear me very well. She can't hear me very well. I don't know how to reciprocate
it. Holy shit.
That nigga there is a cancer. I swear for God. She is ratchet.
Yeah, I'll suck the dick. It's not yours, nigga.
Suck the dick, but it ain't yours. Ah, oh, don't worry about that.
Oh, shit.
I'm trying to hook my man up, you little fucking Bellport motherfucker.
That's right.
You my nigga, Angie. You my nigga. Don't let this nigga weed you come up, man. You know you my nigga.
Oh. You already know, big homie. How we
okay,
do.
Don't let Weezy fuck you up, because me and you here.
You mean don't let Weezy fuck you up?
Yo, me and her been rocking for 3 weeks. You been missing the action. Now all of a sudden, she telling me she ain't sucking my dick.
All right, hold on. Time out. I'm confused. Who's not sucking what? I'm confused.
This Angie. You just stay focused, goddammit.
I'm always focused.
Yeah, don't let this Weezy dude right here get you distracted, man.
I got a sharp brain. Don't worry about that.
Oh, you got what?
You said a sharp brain?
I'm on top of my game intellectually. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Don't let this nigga corrupt you on some fucking Aunt Bunny oomph shit.
What are you talking about, corrupt? What the fuck are you talking about?
You can't corrupt me on
don't
nothing.
Worry about what I'm talking about, Weezy. I'm talking to Angie.
Angie, you married Angie?
No, sir.
Damn, you sound
that's
like a
professional cocksucker right there. She know better than getting married. She got to share, show love.
No, it ain't about that either. It's just I ain't married. And why got to be a story? I just ain't married.
Hey, listen, Angie, listen. The fuck I just told you, man?
This nigga here.
God, you
respond how you want to respond.
It's me, baby.
Trust me.
Angie, it's me, baby.
I know who it is. I ain't married.
You showing off now that Dallas back on with Birdman. It was all about
God.
Big homie.
Big homie, you still the big homie. Stop playing.
All right, man. I got to get a
don't
heat
get
check for you, motherfucker. God damn, Angie.
Don't get all sensitive on me. Stop.
I'm getting a little rap trash van over here, yo.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. This nigga, where the fuck is my drink?
The price of conversation just went up.
Oh, fuck. Huh? She's raising the price of conversation this week. Oh, fuck. Like, I'm about to hang up this phone.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I got to do a lot of ducking tonight. I'm being
do a lot of ducking tonight.
Big homie. I said ducking. I'm fucking ducking. Listen,
Angie, how old are you, Angie?
I will be 40 years old in June.
Oh, that's that season pussy right there. That shit just come out the motherfucking bathroom, just ready to fucking fuck. That's the what, son? That shit come out the bathroom, ready to fuck. You know when they go in that bathroom one time before it's on? When they come out, that motherfucker be moist, open, and everything.
Why do bitches always do that, man?
What?
When you get ready to fuck, you play with the dick, y'all have a little, you know, a little foreplay, whatever, and then when he's about ready to get some pussy, like, wait, you go to the bathroom.
Gotta go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that?
Huh? Yeah.
Why would you do that? What the hell are you talking about?
See, a lot of most women do, man.
What do you mean, go to the booty?
What do you mean, go to the bathroom?
I don't know if I'm in the bathroom. If I fucking knew, I'd tell you.
I'm not breaking for love. That's it. We getting it in.
I think before they start mentally, they think they got a piss or something.
No, I do all that before. You're supposed to.
Hey, we just telling y'all what happens mostly. That's all right?
Yeah. What the fuck, man?
Ask the question.
Like, wait. Let me go to the bathroom right quick. For what?
That's what I want to know.
What you want to check to make sure it's right or something? I don't know.
I think the dick gives you the sensation of like you got to piss.
No, but he's saying before you even do something.
Right.
You stop. Like, you,
right.
It's not.
No.
That's
no.
Different if you get in and you feel like you got to go to the bathroom, but.
No.
Just
looking at it make you feel like you got to piss.
No, if I get up and go in the bathroom after looking at it, I'll probably be praying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, and it's coming out.
Well, you could have did that in the truck, but you bailed. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God, Nydia.
That's what I'm saying.
You're making me uncomfortable.
Well, first you ain't being comfortable, nigga.
Stop it.
You too big to be uncomfortable.
No.
She was sitting in that motherfucking front seat, real comfortable.
What makes you think that I'm just supposed to give you some pussy? I don't get it.
I'm just messing with you, Weezy.
Oh.
That's big homie.
Exactly. Like, you answer your own questions.
Big homie, he got a lot of stuff going on in his head.
This is real life, yo, Edgy. On a private line, you know, I'm going to call you back. I'm going to fill you in with some shit. You know what I'm saying, son?
You know what? I just can't.
Where's Tiffany at? Where's Tiffany hung up?
No, no. What the fuck is the homie talking about?
Tiffany is real quiet.
I am right here. I'm listening to
y'all. She's loud and obnoxious and shit.
Because Nina's taking all the loud and obnoxious away from her.
Tiffany, you ain't never do that. Not from you two ratchet asses.
What?
He drained me. As soon as I heard his voice, it just oh, he
yeah,
just
the nigga just
all
fucking takes all my fucking soul. The nigga takes my soul. Fucking phone. I swear to God, my soul be hovering in the corner.
You did look a little uncomfortable in the front seat, though. I'm not going front.
Yeah, nigga, because come on now. Fucking shut the fuck up. I don't want to talk about it. I'm
you don't want to talk about it?
Shut up. I don't want to talk about it.
That nigga said she don't want to talk about it.
Nitty, shut up.
Oh, yeah, right.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but for real, though, Yatana, did we have that lady really uncomfortable in Walmart or what?
The what?
That
the
lady
at Walmart?
Was she really uncomfortable or what?
She was.
Cool. I think Walmart was going to stick the joint up.
We just had a long, reckless, ratchet conversation in front of the cashier.
Right in front of her.
Oh, wow.
Her face was like, huh?
You had people switching the lines.
What the fuck was
like
talking about in front of the cashier?
In the morning.
Yo, we was making up all
kind
of wild shit, son. Like, just making up shit in front of the lady. And
we
was
like,
really?
We gonna do it right now. The lady was like, but you will get caught. We was like, big homie goes, no, we ain't gonna get caught. It ain't like I'm telling her to pull out the gun. He like, chill, put the gun down. I ain't telling her to pull out the gun. The lady was looking like, what?
Yeah,
the gun?
Yo, the lady was like, yo, they about to rob the joint, yo.
Yo, I do that shit all the time. When I catch somebody eavesdropping, listen to my conversation, I always do that shit like,
yeah,
damn, right.
Up,
so next
yeah.
You put a tongue on my ass, right? I always say that shit.
Yeah, we were doing shit like that, too.
We was doing it like that
hell,
in
yo.
Front of her. She was all in our fucking conversation.
And it was like 7 o'clock in the morning.
My ass, right? He like, what?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Read a magazine or something. Get out my conversation.
Yeah, she was all in the shit, yo.
She done. She probably done gave the man in front of us free shit. Because she's so busy in our conversation.
Yo, then she joined the conversation. Then
she
started talking to us about the shit, too?
She said, don't do it because y'all going to get caught.
she joined the conversation, yo.
Oh, my God.
She said, everything in the dark comes to light. We
yeah,
were looking
yeah,
at
there
like,
you go.
She was the bitch on y'all.
We was like, what?
Oh, no. I was like, yo, some shit like I'm cheating with you And she was, she was crazy. I can't remember. She was like, that's right, because everything you do in the dark comes to light.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about, cheating. Yeah, and we ain't going to get caught. And blah, 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 and she said, don't do it.
That's
like,
right.
Oh, shit.
Wow, she was on it. She was on it. She was like, yeah.
So that's why I didn't, because the cashier said so.
Yeah, you ain't do that shit because you were scared to death, punk ass nigga.
Oh, my God.
I had those sweatpants on. I had those sweatpants on. You saw it with snostriches.
I love that shit. He made me fucking sick, yo. Swear to God. He not even be looking at him like that. Nigga, cut it out.
Yo, all you saw was motherfucking Italian sausages in the motherfucking sweatpants.
I
ain't
look
nigga.
At your meat. Get out of here.
Whatever, nigga.
Mm-hmm. I already seen that shit.
You did?
Oh,
oh yo, that was
punch.
Another funny part
you
of the trip. The other funny part of the trip was
I've
this
seen shit
nigga
that
kept
nigga.
Saying 404.
Hey, we discussed
that trip was
scenes.
Fucking funny as hell to me, yo. That trip was funny as hell to me, yo. I had a good time. I like that car shit, yo.
Mm-hmm. I can't. Y'all
motherfuckers first.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the next?
I will be. I will be in fucking Maryland May 4th.
What?
I will be there.
Where now?
May 4th, Duke?
No, I will be there. May 4th, I'm there.
Where?
Maryland.
Yeah, I'm
going to
be in Maryland, too, at the races.
Yeah, Angie?
Yep.
This bitch ain't going nowhere.
What?
I ain't stuttering. I said, this bitch isn't going nowhere.
Don't bet your last dollar on that,
I
tell you that.
All right, I bet the first fucking rat I don't see you out that motherfucker.
Angie says she's coming out there?
Yeah.
I just was in the Horn of Fayetteville in North Carolina this week. Last
you
week.
Was just there?
Yes, I sure was.
You was lying like a piece of shit you are.
Yeah, I believe it.
Where was you at North Carolina?
In Fayetteville at the motor raceway.
Who the fuck? Were you on the bus?
You was in the park?
At the motorsport. What?
You was on that bus?
It was two buses. We came with two buses.
I know, so that's why when you said Bellport, I said, yeah, she probably knows Joe Grana.
Yep, I rode on Joe Gray Blood.
Yeah, that's where they from, Bellport.
Oh, shit.
All right, so how the fuck you ain't see us then, goddamn
that's
Andy?
Right.
Because maybe I wasn't looking for you, goddamn it.
That's the problem now. We trying to hook
you
up.
But if you saw me, why you ain't holler at me? Maybe I ain't
yo,
see
you.
Yo,
you must have been under a rock somewhere.
Where were you? Towards the front? But towards the entrance?
We was there. We was all over.
You wasn't all over,
yeah,
Angie.
See,
stop
I,
it.
No. No, real
that's
talk.
Right.
I've seen them niggas from Joe Gray Bros all over that motherfucker.
Yo,
but,
let me time out. There was no black chicks moving around all over that pop.
I wasn't
trust
looking
me
for
on
black chicks. I wasn't looking for black chicks. I saw
you're
niggas
lying.
That was
you're
on the
lying.
Bus.
We was there.
Listen,
we there.
I walked that whole
there.
Fucking park, nigga.
No, so listen, Angie, check it. Angie.
I had on a blue Snuggie. I was the only one out there with it on. So I know.
I think I seen you in that Snuggie.
So, Angie, you wasn't fucking with nobody on the bus, right? On Joe Gray's
bus? Nah. I don't fuck with nobody.
So, check it, I got a question for you. Good. I got a question for you. Yeah. What's your last name on Facebook? Let me look at you. Let me talk to you on Facebook.
What the fuck? Sure, ain't no fucking hookup behind the scenes on the bus. The fuck
no,
out of
nigga,
here.
I just want to. I want to
tell them. Ignore them, Weezy. It's Smith. My last name's Smith on Facebook.
So, but Angie, how many times you went down there with them on the bus?
I went down there twice. He went. He had three buses to go down there though, three different times.
Cause I went with them. I rode with them on the bus 1 year.
I didn't. Last year he went twice. I went the first time in March. I didn't go the second time when he went. He went again. And
did you go? You didn't ride the bus last year. You rode down with us last year.
No, I went down with y'all. I'm talking about the year before.
I rode down on the bus. Last year I rode on the bus with him. I rode last year and this year.
What the fuck? We having a family reunion on this motherfucker?
Yo, because it's this light-skinned, big-back nigga that be riding with y'all niggas on that bus.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about, too.
Look at this bitch. I think I know what y'all talking about.
Man.
Oh, boy.
Let me I think I know what you're talking about. Immediately.
If you go on my Facebook, you might see some pictures from the bus. You'll see some pictures from the bus on it. From last year and this year.
Yeah, because one year I went down there, you know. Yeah, so.
What's your last name, Angie? What's your last name?
Smith. You know all hookers got Smith, Johnson, Brown.
Who page are you on?
And that's why all the hookers on top of the gang, too, living in mansions and shit, too. Stop.
Whatever, hooker.
Shut the hell out. Shut the
hell out. I think I've seen you in that Snuggie, though.
You probably see me
because
I was
the only one.
I think I've seen somebody in a fucking blue Snuggie. I did. I know I seen somebody in a Snuggie.
Yeah.
That shit was bugging me out.
I was in the middle of the track.
It was freezing out here.
It was brick ass.
It wasn't freezing.
It was brick ass. That's why I sat in the damn car.
Yeah, when we went down there, it was like 80-something degrees.
It's always hot down there.
That
this
shit
was freezing.
Warmed up nicely, yo.
Yep. And my son lived in
Raleigh. Nigga, you was on Hennessy. Of course it
was. Oh, yeah,
up.
I was
you
jacked
was on
up.
Fucking cognac.
I was
so
jacked
we gonna,
up.
We going to be there. We going to be in Maryland, though, on the floor.
Yeah, we going to be in Maryland, too. I ain't got no car, nothing, but I'll be there.
I'll be in Maryland,
people,
too.
My people's got a car. One of his cars ran the race. He had the orange Mustang.
The orange and black Mustang?
No, not the orange and black. His is all orange, the bright orange one.
It had black wheels on it.
Huh?
It had black wheels on it.
Yep.
That's the cat that came with the trailer, with the matching trailer and all that shit?
No. That's another dude.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at your pictures right now.
He had a black trailer, huh?
Oh, you looking at this right now? You see the wide bag nigga? See if she tagged
him. Why the fuck are you looking for a wide bag nigga?
I see that nigga that always from Long Island.
Yo, that nigga was in a room next to me one year. I was like, get out of there.
You should have knocked on that
sugar.
Door. What goes on in Galilee?
I did have a room at one point because he was all in there talking.
Angie, that nigga's scared. She just want to look at wide niggas.
Nigga, you too dark. You ain't light enough.
That thank God.
Wow. But again, then if you saw me or something, why you ain't holler at me?
Yeah, I was running around trying to look for motherfucking top models, not niggas running around in Snuggies.
Really?
When I pulled my Snuggie off, it's a whole different ball game. It was cool.
Well, that would have helped you, but being in a Snuggie is not going to help you.
Don't entertain him.
It helped me stay warm, trust me.
I had something in the back of my truck would have kept you warm, baby.
But you had that class. That's what I was looking for.
I had that, too.
We had liquor in the back of his car.
I had that loud, too, but the last time I lit that loud up, man, the fucking whole shit got blown up.
We was down there tooting nice and everything now.
You said we was down there shooting dice?
Yeah, we were shooting dice down there.
I think the cops ran up on y'all, right, when y'all shooting dice?
Yeah,
they went up there, man. I seen a cat shooting dice
up there by the fucking concession stand.
That's what I said. I said they were up there by the bathroom. That's what I seen.
Yeah, by the bathroom. I seen them niggas, yeah.
And then we moved because my people drove a camper down there, too. Then we moved over there by his camper.
It was too cold to do anything.
Let me Google this nigga Angie Smith.
Angie's a old motherfucker, too.
Did y'all request her already so I could just go snatch up on one of y'all pages?
Go on and look for
me. Let me look for this Angie Smith Snuggie motherfucker. Angie Smith, five mutual friends. This nigga is smiling like a motherfucker on pictures too. This nigga just got off some dick or something, yo. This nigga smiling like a motherfucker. I see you, Angie Smith, smiling like a motherfucker, too. Look at this nigga here.
That's what I do.
Yeah, open the door, bitch. I'm on the front door. I'm knocking on your door right now, Greenport, New York, motherfucker. I see you.
Right.
Open the goddamn door, damn it.
Now, who's that big muscle-bound nigga giving that nigga a haircut on your page?
Oh, that's my baby daddy.
That nigga, like, she built the
chicken. Who? Your baby daddy?
That's my baby daddy cutting my son here.
Yeah.
Angie, I know you will fuck a nigga dick into a coma. I'm looking at you right now.
But I don't have any complaints in that area.
I know, because you look like you just put on a hard hat and take your lunch box to go to work. It sounds like we could just pass the fuck out over here.
God. Yo, I be needing to fucking repent when I get off the phone with y'all.
Me too. I got to ask the Lord. Listen, Lord,
I got to go read the fucking Bible every time I get off with y'all.
Matter of fact, I'm supposed to be in church right now.
Look at this shit. She got to be in church.
Okay. I should be in church right now. I ain't lying.
Oh, my God, man. She let me in yet. Open the fucking door. Angie, I ain't got all fucking day, nigga. Big
out here,
yo, big homie, when you come down, you got to bring Preem with you. That's it, though.
Maryland?
You bring no to Virginia.
What if I'm going to Virginia for? Because she's going to Virginia. That's what she said.
I'm not going to
Maryland on March 5th, nigga. May 5th, nigga.
I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be down south.
All right. So what is you going to Virginia for? May I ask that?
I'm going to Richmond. They're going to see my peoples.
Male or females?
Both.
Okay. I'll make a link out with you. Somebody could tell you about this dick.
You hot in the ass, ain't you?
Angie, I knew I'd see you in that fucking Snuggie. There you go.
You see it, right?
Yeah, I seen you in that motherfucking rabbit suit, man.
Absolutely. It was cold.
Who that nigga with the Pittsburgh Steelers? This is probably why I ain't see you, because of that Pittsburgh Steelers nigga.
Nah, I know. I was struggling with that, too. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. You already know.
I'm talking about that chick, man. That nigga looked like a top-flight security, Craig.
Top-flight security. And trust me.
I need to get on there, because y'all ain't going to talk about the wideback nigga.
There's a wideback chick on that motherfucker, son.
I'm telling you, the nigga go with them every year.
She wide? The fuck, nigga?
Yeah. She is wide. Gets it in.
I ain't say, that car is mean, though.
Yeah, the nigga be out there in the
car. That car is serious, yo. I like that.
You see that, right?
Yeah, that shit is serious, yo.
Yeah.
You seen that shit out there, son? That shit be moving?
Hmm.
Which one? Which orange were you talking about?
This orange one right here.
The bright orange.
With fucking chrome in the inside, yo.
No, that's not the car. The other orange one, that one he talking about,
that one, was he just had that shit on display.
The orange one is right next to it, the black wheels.
Oh, okay, I see that shit like a yellow orange.
It's bright orange, real bright orange.
Yeah, I see that shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I seen that at the track.
So she had to see us. She had to pass us at the fucking track.
I'm sure I probably passed y'all, just didn't know who I was looking at. Sure.
Yeah, you ain't wasn't no part of that. Actually, there's a lot of real niggas down there making a lot of fucking noise.
Do you think I'm worried about that, sweetie? I'm not no 19-year-old chick that's, come on now.
Hey, Ed, y'all looking at you right motherfucker now, nigga. You look kind of shook, nigga. Shut up.
Yeah, I ain't shook. You better ask about me.
I ain't asking a goddamn thing, nigga.
You right. Don't ask nobody.
I know one thing, though.
Tell my story better than me.
That Pittsburgh still a nigga you was rolling with top flight security, Craig.
That's my cousin. Cut it out. We ain't
I love
right
her,
now.
Though. I would fuck with your cousin. That be my nigga.
Yep, stop playing. She drives, too. She drives.
But that nigga will make sure everything is all right. I could tell.
And the other, you see another tall kid in there is my son.
That big nigga you said?
Yeah.
I got to start calling you Betty Rubble. You down with motherfucking, TC.
Oh, my God.
Got them prehistoric coochie. That nigga like he 27 years old. How old is that nigga?
He's 23.
The tall one with the little book bag on?
With the plaid shirt, right?
No. It's a picture with me. It's just me and him in it.
Old ass niggas, yo.
He didn't have on a plaid shirt. He had on like a cream colored shirt.
I'm walking behind the shit by myself.
Hold on. So what am I doing now? Wait.
Right.
So, Angie, you know about cars and all that. You ain't out there on no groupie shit. You know what the fuck you're doing.
A little something. Listen, we enjoy racing. They race around here on our blocks every week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah, I get a rush from that shit. I ain't know no groupie shit. Listen, because if I want something, I'm going to go after it.
Angie. You under Angie or Angela?
Angie, nigga. She's hood, nigga. Ain't no Angelas in the hood.
Not as Angela when I'm at work.
What the picture look like? Cause a bunch of them.
Look at somebody with a smile, like she just hit Lotto.
Yeah, I do. I'll be winning. I win every morning. I put my feet on the floor.
Bad skin, light skin, white.
What happened?
Huh?
Brown skin.
Who already accept that?
Who ain't accept me? She shook.
She ain't accept nobody yet.
Because I'm not on. I ain't on Facebook right now.
What you got, a short haircut? Cause I see
hey, big homie, T said shut up.
Who said shut up?
T.
her new name is Yabba Dabba Doo with that prehistoric pussy.
Leave T alone.
She got that bedrock Wilma Flintstone shit.
Leave, oh my god.
Wait a minute. Could y'all just wait? Is my hair short?
Sit your thirsty ass down. The tall, big back nigga ain't in the pictures, man.
Nigga, I don't. First of fucking all right? First of all, I could go on fucking Mike on one of them pages and look for the big back nigga. I just want to see what she looks like. Yeah.
She's the first and only nigga that popped up Angie Smith with a Kool-Aid smile.
Go on GQ Powers, please.
All right, that's better. Thank you.
This must be special ass sometime, Weezy. I said, God,
man.
You must be special.
Why are you special ass? Fuck you.
Because Dallas went there and found the motherfucker 20 seconds.
I wasn't in GQ Powers.
Me either.
Yo, shut up, y'all.
Because you got that old ass
retard, man.
When you got a fucking dial and shit.
I'm not. No, don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't be funny in here. Don't
talk about your phone.
Don't play on my phone. My phone
is got
that
new shit. She don't know how to work that new shit.
All I know is I'm gonna be in Maryland May 4th.
No woo, question. Woo. With a new hostage.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to catch a moving target.
No, no, it's not. Not when your name big homie.
Now when you got it ain't hard when you got a sniper though.
Exactly. Motherfucker stop moving to get hit on purpose.
Oh my goodness.
So why I don't see her?
Oh my fucking god, with this nigga right here.
It's your fucking life, man.
Did you read the instructions on that fucking phone?
No. This bitch got all type of gadgets on that motherfucker. Can't
this shit pops up instantly soon as I fucking do the motherfucker.
Yeah, so I put a name and it came right up. Boop.
Right up.
Maybe I'm in the wrong group.
You're in the wrong group.
It says something about supporting the course with diabetes. Is that it?
What? Oh, my God. Where the fuck is you at, man?
don't do nothing else. I'm going to put it on your page, man. Because you was a Special Olympic Jimmy, like a motherfucker Jimmy.
Oh, shit.
Fuck this bitch at.
What? I see some shit. Stop, you still got that ratchet topic of the day shit up?
I'm ratchet topic of the day up. Where?
That room.
That what?
The magic topic of the day room.
I still got that room?
Hell yeah.
Look at your page. Look at your page, Weezy.
Oh, I don't. I deleted that shit.
All right, it came up.
I deleted that room. What are you talking about?
No, I still got it. It's not open.
That shit ain't open, man. Unless I left the motherfucker.
You left it. It's dumbass.
Yo, D, when y'all leave that room all the time smelling like a cigar shop, they never fucking overcharge y'all for that? They never charge y'all for that?
Nah, we had the windows cracked, and we Febreze that motherfucker.
Okay, and they probably don't be mad at y'all anyway, because y'all got, like, fucking so many motherfucking rooms in that bitch.
Yeah. Nah, they ain't never fuck with us, dude.
That lady gave me a fucking threat. I had a motherfucking backwood in my ear. She said, you know there's no smoking in the rooms, right? I'm like, goddamn, lady.
Yeah, let's talk about that nigga that told me to behave myself when he saw me. I was like, huh? What you talking about?
Get out of here.
Oh, one of the security guards?
The fucking dude downstairs at the front desk. Okay. All right, I'll see you, Angie.
You see me?
Yeah.
I don't know how you ain't see that Kool-Aid smile. That's the first thing that pops up when you put an Angie Smith, a happy nigga.
Who are these three people in the background with the same big-ass smile she got off?
Those are my babies. That's my daughter and my two sons.
Oh, okay.
So what? Where the fuck is that at? That's the poster. That's the poster.
My cover page. Yeah, my cover picture. My son and that was that. They retired my son's high school.
Look at
jersey.
The son in the middle. That nigga like he 30, yo.
Yo, that's your son in the middle?
Yes, that's my son.
Told you, Betty. Well,
that's the
Betty Rubble
he was talking about.
Betty Rubble.
Oh, yeah. Back to business. Let me go back to these pictures right here. Hold on.
This bitch here, man, you need to find your fucking
look at
self.
Yolanda.
Go outside and find yourself, man.
Even some Yolanda might be a winner.
What? And I don't understand what you're saying, Dallas.
Exactly what the fuck I said.
Oh, look at Leyanda.
But I'm just playing, you fucking asshole. Wait. Oh, man.
Fuck out of here.
She going grocery shopping and shit on somebody else's page. She didn't want to be your fucking friend, Angie. She didn't want to be your friend, Angie. She didn't want to shop.
Going grocery shopping.
She didn't
want to
shop, yo.
You know what?
She fucking used you, Angie, and you went for that
shopping.
Shit.
Listen, it's all good. She likes something. She seen it.
I know, there's a couple of cocksuckers on your page, Angie. It looks like they will look
very nice. Come on my page, too. I got a lot of niggas on my page.
Okay.
I'm going to go over here.
I'll be there.
Fuck out of here.
Listen.
Shut up.
Why are you telling me to shut up, man?
Maybe y'all met.
It's 8:57 and we ain't talking about shit.
Who the fuck is Nitty? Who said my real name? Who know my real name?
I did.
Somebody said Nitty on this motherfucker. That's
I
not
did.
A Facebook
I'm
name.
I'm the same Nitty all damn day.
You did?
Yeah.
That's 7 o'clock in the morning action right there.
Shut the fuck up.
This bitch here, man. We talked about a lot of shit. What are you talking about, man?
You all delayed stuff. I did say that.
No, we didn't, man.
Where's Tiffany? She probably playing this shit for everybody.
Where's Tiffany from BK? Where my girl Tiffany from BK at?
Y'all probably ran off the line.
Can't run that nigga off no line.
Not that line.
That nigga's not getting run off no line.
Well, we got 2 minutes left for the show. We have
2 minutes. No, we're going to write the Nitty show. What are you talking about?
It's 8 o'clock? It's 9 o'clock?
I'm not going to Nitty
oh,
Show. Cause
shit, it's 9 o'clock. We ain't talking about shit, man.
That's what I just said. We ain't talking about shit.
That
and I'm not going to Nitty Show.
Why, yo? 9 o'clock, I ain't saying nothing.
God, tell me he didn't know I was that smart the last time I was going
to show. He's drunk now,
yo.
He
tried to play you. He tried to play you.
Yeah, I was fucking kicking the Willy Bobo on his show one day. He was like, I know you was that fucking smart. I said I won't call back again.
Oh yeah, you was really you must have read a book or two that day. For real, yeah, you surprised the shit out of me. I was almost like would let you watch one of my kids or something. You was so good. I was like, oh look, who the fuck is this nigga? This nigga read a book. She must got a Kindle.
Fuck you, Nitty. You know I'm very intelligent.
For Christmas.
You know I'm very intelligent. Stop it.
Yeah, I didn't know to that day, nigga. Shit, fuck out of here. You must have got a Kindle for Christmas. You started reading books and shit.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, nigga.
Don't sleep on the kids.
Dallas,
don't sleep on the
so kids. Dallas, you ain't know I was smart?
Bitch, you ain't smart.
I am smart.
That nigga said, bitch, you ain't smart.
You made me sick. That's why I'm coming to a fucking job tomorrow, right?
Yo, that
you ain't coming out this motherfucker. I ain't all
about
to
call. Stop at his job.
I'm going to his job, and I'm going to cause records. It's springtime. I'm coming up there to cause records.
I'm off tomorrow.
Whatever, bitch.
Well, see, tomorrow's Tuesday at a barbershop. Yeah, he might not go in.
Yeah,
that nigga work like a fucking Jamaican. He be in there seven days a week.
Listen, I'm not no fucking groupie nigga, but the nigga makes motherfucking moves in the barbershop, nigga. We was in that nigga, he was spinning niggas like a motherfucker. Slam, next.
Oh, is that right? Because I swear to God, when I used to go there and get my hair cut, I used to be the last motherfucker. I used to be sitting there like, oh, you can't cut my shit and let me chill. I got to wait until everybody else is done.
One thing about it, he be spinning them niggas, man. Yo. Niggas be coming out right and fast.
Next.
That's how the only way you get a barber is if you nice and use a barber, you gotta do that shit fast.
He's speaking nice.
Somebody else would be getting that money.
Oh, I
yeah.
Nice.
That nigga lined me up. I was good, nigga. I went this line is loaded, but nigga hit me on the back phone. Nah. That nigga lined me up. I was good. My name.
He was alright.
Yeah, whatever.
That's
you're in the
hot
spot,
the
motherfucking
beehive.
Come on,
see this
shit.
I'm going to say, stop cutting my hair like every week for a year. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
well, the show's been great tonight. We got an hour left.
So
I mean,
9:01. We're going to go right into the big homie show. Big homie, you ready?
I'm ready, man. Where the nigga Rich at? Rich, get in the hospital bed. Hit the nurse. Tell the nurse to give you some more goddamn morphine. Hit the bed. Get a bath wash. Get the bath wash down there to the hotel. Come on. Switch the
oh
shit over.
Oh, my God. What happened to Rich? Tell
he's
me
in
something.
He's in the hospital, but she's on this. She's
he's
on the air.
Right now. Send him some love.
Rich, you bitch-ass nigga.
Oh, shit. A boy.
All right, we're going to the big homie show. We sign off, baby. GQ Patterson's and Butter, baby.
Yeah.
It's all about you now, big homie.
Oh, shit, Angie.
Oh,
I'm glad you
heard that shit.
Angie, y'all should have recorded that. Make that the intro. Make that the intro.
Pimp.
Yo.
Yeah, what's going on?
We waiting for it. We waiting to hear it. What's up?
I bring you the chosen one, Big Jeffrey.
Church.
Now, players, I got some fresh game to bring to the table today. Now, this player right here, he's different. He don't drive a Cadillac.
What?
He don't got a perm.
Whoa.
Why should we let you in the pimp leading the dude?
Man, whoever said progress was a slow process wasn't talking about me. I'm a PIMP. Plus, I got the magic stick.
Working up a fresh rope. Tonight's the night.
Deathstroke.
I've got the magic trick. I know if I lick once, I can lick twice. I can lick the baddest trick. Sure you don't believe me, then come and meet tonight. Kim, not a whore, but I set the niggas so good, he gotta tell his boys. When it come to sex, don't test my skills, cause my head game had you real for hills. Give a nigga the chills, have him pay my bills. Buy magic Lambos with the same color bills. When I ain't out shopping, spending juicy, nope. I'm in the crib giving niggas deep pokes. Tonight with Kim, gonna have you in the zone, girl. For your crib, I'm answering the phone. Guys wanna wife me, give me the ring. I'll do it anywhere, anyhow, down for anything. Couple of humps, give a nigga goosebumps. This junk in my trunk ain't made for chunks. When little Kim's around, you don't need to lie. It's a drug, baby, I'm making you high. I got the magic shit. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I am the baddest shit. Show you don't believe me, then come on here tonight. I know you sprung off in your tongue, I know you tasting it. But I had a thug, nigga breaking records in the science.
1 minute, 6 seconds.
Magic trick, I got the magic box.
Had that trick and I took one back shot. The tips, the ice, I like that a lot.
The mink, the leather, the steel.
I got the magic trick. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I hit the magic trick. Show they don't believe me, they gon' be me tonight.
At one time, somebody say something.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you laughing. Speak, damn it. You know what? Fuck everybody that's not pressing one. Everybody. Hello?
No,
somebody's there? Nobody's going to speak up? You have a conversation to yourself? They're going to talk to each other on my shit? Hello, can anybody hear me? Nobody can hear me.
Hello?
Hello, who this?
This is Ian, who this?
This is the fucking, I will smack you. This is Big Homie, man.
I know who it is.
What up, Edgy?
The fuck your feathers a little bit.
Yeah, you damn right. You done got with that goddamn Wheezy. Got to separate y'all two. Who else is online?
Nobody else wanted to talk to you, big homie.
Hey, fuck them. It's me and you, baby. It's me and you, baby. I'm a rebel anyway. I don't need motherfuckers. Listen, Angie.
What's up?
You've been around the block a few times.
How you know?
If you're dating somebody and they got badass kids, but you like them, you like the person, but you really do not like their kids, would you, like, spank them when they turn their back?
No, I wouldn't spank them.
Would you pluck them in the neck or some shit like that when they ain't looking?
You wrong for that question, big homie. Tells me nobody cares.
I will fuck a kid up when they turn their head.
Oh, my God. You can't do that. No,
yes,
that's
I could.
Wrong.
Yes, I could.
You got to check them, though. You know what I'm saying? Just tell them. You know what I'm saying? Check your kids and ask them out.
Yeah, listen. If I really like the mother and the kids is bad, every time she goes to the store, I will straighten them little niggas out.
Well, you ain't got to choke them out, man. No.
I ain't got to choke them out, but I would pluck them in the forehead, you know, little shit that a big brother would do. Like, sit your little badass down. Pluck right
God,
in the forehead.
That is too funny.
But
you do have
do have some kids that are really off the hook, though, that like.
Right, right. I've been through this shit. So you trying to tell me if you really like the dude and the kids is bad as hell, how do you check them niggas?
Like you said, maybe you're going to get them to their cell. I ain't going to put my hands on them, though. I can't put because I can't see nobody putting their hands on mine. But
I don't have bad kids, so I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, me either. That's why I ain't worried about that.
Yeah,
either,
that's right. So if my kids was bad, now, if your kids was really bad and you knew your kids was really bad, would you be mad if the dude you was with was trying to check your badass kids?
No, not really. He can't put his hands on them, though.
I'm saying if your fucking kid is bad, somebody need to put their fucking hands on them.
They beat the hell out of them.
Yeah. There's a reason why the kid is bad because ain't nobody putting their hands on them.
Yeah. Not if you were just hollering at each other like on some.
Yo, sometimes a random stranger should be able to fuck your kids up if they bad.
No, you can't do that, big homie.
I'm saying, all right, so if your kid, I'm talking about bad kids, so I'm out
no,
in the public. I don't know your kids. I tell your kid, yo, get off my fence, dog. You know, stop leaning on my fence. And your kid, like, yo, shut the fuck up, nigga. I lean on your fucking fence all fucking day. I come out and I fucking pluck your son in the fucking forehead. He runs back and tell you, this nigga, he plucked me in my forehead. You really mad at me after your son done cursed me the fuck out?
Nah, but me as a parent should get the kid, though. I should be the one plucking him for that. It shouldn't even have to go, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't have to do that.
I had to because your kid's fucking bad because ain't nobody putting their hands on a little nigga.
Well, that's a whole different ball game then. I mean,
that's right. People don't want nobody to touch their fucking kids. I understand that. But your fucking kid is bad for a reason.
Because he's allowed to be.
Nobody putting their hands on him.
But then some parents like that get offended when you chastise their kids like that. You know what I'm saying?
Then you put their hands on them too. The fuck?
Only you would do that, though.
No question. I'm putting my hands on your kid expecting you to come back. Who said that?
Huh?
Who said really?
I don't know. That was somebody else.
Motherfuckers are scared to talk to me. What the fuck, yo?
Because they know you get wrecked, you get dangerous sometimes.
Yo, listen, I was in Walmart today, right? And the white kid told the white lady, what are you looking at, lady?
Oh.
A stranger. Because he was fucking around in the aisle knocking shit over, and the white lady was looking at him like, you little bad fucker. And he looked at her like, what are you looking at, lady? See, that's when the lady should have plucked him in the fucking forehead.
Now she should have checked his parents. Like, listen, can you get your kid?
It's too far past the parents if the kid is already bad. You see what I'm saying?
Wow. If you don't got to deal with them all the time, then that's really not your problem. But, again, you could say something to the child like, listen, stop doing that, but you can't be going to put your hand on people's kids.
If the kid gets belligerent and starts talking reckless to me, I'm going
to
pluck a fucking Fred Flintstone on his head.
You go to jail for that.
Well, whatever. I get bailed out for that shit. It's not like I really fucking hurt the kid. Like, how much time they going to give me for plucking a kid? I do that time.
You'd be surprised now. People had to sue for everything now. I'm playing.
You know, people take that court shit like court is not as bad as you think. Like, if you beat a nigga up, you're not going to jail for beating somebody up.
Mm-mm.
You're not going to jail for plucking a kid in the forehead.
Nah, you ain't going to go to jail, but they be up trying to sue you. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can do all the shit you want. You just got plucked, nigga. Ain't nobody giving you no money.
But, again, that should be the parents.
But listen, bad kids are bad for a reason.
That's when you got to check the parents. Then you talk to the parents like, listen, do something with
the
parents.
Like I said, you pluck their ass too.
Y'all be out there scrapping, nigga.
Yo, listen, if the fucking parent can't control the kid, the last thing they want to do is fuck with me.
Oh, my God. Are you hearing right?
Who's oh my God and all that? Can I get somebody to state their name?
This is Kia. Hey, Nitty.
Hey, Kia, let me ask you a question, Kia. How do you handle badass kids when it's clear that the parent don't have no control?
That's tough because, you know, you don't want to put your hand on nobody else's kid.
But you don't want to, but hey.
But like, you know, you really got the little bad kids in your family. I'm snatching them up. Believe me, I'm snatching their asses up.
That's what I'm talking about. At the very least, snatch his ass, right?
You don't want to put your hands on nobody's kids, but you know you got those little cousins.
Show them tough love. And tough love answers all.
They run around your house with food, and they, you know, because I'm not for people, kids run around with food or eating, because they do that stuff at home, though. They don't come up to West Florida and do that stuff. We ain't trying to, you know.
Let me ask you a question. So you're talking about, like, family members. I'm talking about just, like, badass kids, period.
Well, family members got badass kids.
Yeah, but it's easier to snatch up a little cousin. They don't stand a chance.
Well,
a little cousin, I would whoop your ass if he's a little cousin.
But it's hard. You can't put your hand on nobody else's kid. You know, like
a little cousin? A family member? I'm whooping your ass.
I'm talking about you put your hand on somebody else's kid. You're not going to want somebody to put their hand on your kid. So you should put your hand on
somebody
else's kid.
If you're just
doing
this, somebody
got to do it.
Somebody got to do it. Listen to what I'm saying.
Somebody got to do it. Or else you're going to have a lot of kids.
So you ain't. So you look at yourself as the person that snatched somebody else's kid up.
Listen to what I'm saying. Though. Time out. Here's what I'm telling you. You're missing the point. The reason why I don't have bad kids, because I fucked them up.
Of course. I mean, you discipline them.
Right. So this don't apply to my kids. But if you ain't disciplining your kids, your kids ain't disrespecting me.
Well, this is what I do, and I'm this is me. That's how I am. If I'm somewhere and you know we in a restaurant and you got a kid or whatever, the parent's on the phone, I have no problem going over to that parent and touching all her children too, because you get your child because she's really being rude in here. I have no problem doing that.
Yo,
that's a good start, but that wouldn't be the finish.
Yo,
who that?
Yo, it's Mac.
Oh, what up, Mac?
Ain't nothing. You know, I mean, you know the reason of the voice of reason is here. Listen, kids respect something. The voice of reason, baby, that's me.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Voice of reason.
What's the time? I'm sorry.
Hold on. This nigga get on the fucking phone now. All these chicks come out the woodwork.
No, I just came on.
Oh, you just came on?
Listen.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. What's the topic?
Listen.
Hold up. He's going to tell you in a minute. Go ahead, Mac. Voice of reason.
I got years of child care. I did this. I don't raise a lot of people's kids in New York, man. I couldn't raise their kids. And the number one thing, no matter what, is respect. If a kid respects you, they're going to listen to you. If you're not respecting yourself, your kid ain't going to respect you. The kid's going to be a mess. But the kids respect somebody. Every bad kid respects somebody. Now, it might not be the teacher, it might not be the parent, but it might be a nigga around their way that they respect. And respect comes because it's earned. They respect
you. When you was with them kids, when you was with them kids, seriously, you never fucking snatched the niggas up and plucked them in the forehead, son?
Listen. Tough love, man. You got to be hands-on with anything.
Hands-on, exactly.
Hands-on with anything. And now, listen, it's a domino effect. Once I handle one nigga and the next nigga sees how I handle one of their peers, they fall in line. You understand that?
I definitely understand that. I'll pluck all four niggas in the forehead, the whole crew.
No question. But that's what it is. But you break a nigga down and you build them up. You don't break them down to break them down, but you break them down and then you build them up.
I'm sorry, I need to catch up. What's going on?
Oh, here's going on, Tana. I asked a question. When you see kids being bad in the street, they being real disrespectful to you, do you have a problem with putting your hands on these kids?
On the kids?
Yes.
Hmm.
I'm not saying punch him in the face, kick him in the nuts. I'm saying I might grab a little nigga by his fucking collar and shake the shit out of him.
This is somebody else's kid.
Anybody kid.
Well, see,
do they have
how do I say? See, my kids ain't disrespectful, so
like about your kids,
right? I understand that, but what I'm saying is, who are these kids?
Because if my
kids, who's disrespectful, pick somebody.
Like if I know the person's kid,
if I don't
know your little disrespectful ass kid, then that's your fucking problem.
He'll curse you out, talk reckless, it's all good.
If a little kid cursed me out, yeah, I'm gonna check him. But see, here's my thing.
How you gonna check him, boo?
I don't curse a kid out.
How you gonna check him, boo?
I'm telling you, I'm not gonna argue with a kid. Yeah, my main thing is I get into your psyche. I start telling you shit about your household and what's probably going on in your house. I'll probably tell you about how your mother ain't shit or your father ain't shit. Otherwise, you wouldn't be out here acting like you ain't shit. I'ma straight go after your parents first. Like,
yeah.
Your parents ain't shit.
Your mother ain't shit.
Yeah, your mother ain't shit and your father ain't shit. Because you out here acting like you ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you out here fucking shaming your parents?
That's a good start.
And my thing is, like I said, I've seen it. Like, I've never had a kid disrespect me. But I've seen it, and I've seen people actually call people's parents out. Like, go get your mother. Go get your father. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't gonna argue with you because you're a kid. Go get one of your parents.
If you're gonna do all that, you might as well pluck nigga in the forehead.
No, I'm not putting. I'm not. It's laws against that. I'm not putting my hands on nobody's kid because it'll be a bigger issue.
How they gonna prove you plucked them?
Let me put it like this. If the kid is a little asshole, 9 times out of 10. Yep, the parent is an asshole, and you ain't going to be able to get no word in edgewise to the parents. Mm-hmm. So you might as well just go straight to the parents anyway, because you know you got those parents don't believe their kids don't do no fucking wrong,
exactly.
No matter what. Your kids, the first thing you want to say is, oh, he's a kid, he's a child. Why is your disrespectful child talking to me crazy?
That's what happened to the kid that got killed in Brooklyn, right?
Somebody got killed in Brooklyn?
Which kid?
The young boy that just got shot. That little young boy. How old was he? By the police.
Well, you know, she claims that he was a good boy, but
you know what your kids are capable of.
You know what you're
on Hot 97. Then on Hot 97, a girl called in on Hot 97. That lived in the area and said that she lives 2 blocks from him. She know him, the family. The nigga's a blood. He's robbing niggas on the block with a gun.
Right.
He's
out
of control. Everybody knows him. Nobody ain't saying that. He's terrorizing the neighborhood. But the moms gets out there after the nigga pulls out a gun on the police. And she's talking about he's a good kid. Come on, man. Stop that.
Yeah, because a lot of parents are in denial.
2 years ago, he'd probably be alive right now.
Yeah, first and foremost, I know I have 2 boys. I know what my kids are capable of. Like, you could tell me that my kids did something, and I'll be like, yeah. Number one, here's the thing. I will never go against the grain or my kid in front of nobody. I'm going to check you behind closed doors.
Hold on, time out, Donna. I'm going to let you finish, but time out. If my kid is wrong, I'm going to chastise him in front of everybody. I'm not going to save your pride when you're wrong. I'm going to defend you when you're right. But if you're wrong, I'm going to embarrass you in front of everybody.
I get that. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes, like I said, I have kids that I know what you're capable of and what you're not capable of. I'm not going to sit there and argue somebody down about not my kid. But if I know you did some shit, yeah, of course. Like,
if you know he was in the wrong, would you put him on the spot in front of people?
I done put the beats on my big son.
Yeah, me too. I don't want my kids.
The security guard came in, and I told that bitch, mind her fucking business, because you ain't no police. I'll put hands on you too. My fucking business. Like, I don't play when it comes to my kids. My kids are straight. They in line. So,
yo, Mac.
Yeah.
You see my kids grow up. You know I'm the most ratchetest, disrespectfulest nigga on the planet. Is my kids A1, though?
They on point, man.
They on point because they get the shit shook out of their ass,
But it starts from in the home. If you check them in the house, you don't got to worry about your kids acting up in the street. You don't got to worry about that.
What up, Nitty?
Who this?
This your boy Mars, man, from Brooklyn.
Yo, say, I already know you putting your hands on somebody's kids. I don't even got to ask you.
Son, I was dating this chick. She had a little, like, 8-year-old. We had a barbershop. Shorty keep punching me in the stomach. I said, yo, chill, man. The mother ain't saying nothing. She watching it. I keep telling him, chill. Next thing you know, I'm popping him in the head and punching him in the leg. She start crying. The mother came over. She felt the kind of way. And she like, wanted to slap me in the head in front of him and show him that she defended him.
Yeah, that's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong.
My kids don't play with adults.
See, they
that's
know,
what
I'm
saying.
If I'm in a room with a bunch of parents,
listen, hold on, time out. We're not talking to you parents who's getting it right. Y'all not the problem. I could look at somebody's kids through pictures, and you could look in his eye like, this kid right here is fruit and berries. Then you can look at other people's kids, and you look in their eyes and like, oh, that nigga is motherfucking gym stars and barbed wire. You know what I'm saying? Badass little fuckers.
Terrible.
I don't want nobody putting no hands on my kids. That's number one.
Right, because your kids is good. But if your kids is bad, if I know my kids is bad, and somebody come to me and say, yo, your little man was talking mad reckless to me. I plucked the nigga in the fucking forehead. I might let that shit pass.
See, here's the thing. When I was younger, like, my mouth was off the hook. Like,
I'd have plucked you.
Old people, they got it. Like, I was mad disrespectful as a kid. Like,
if you wasn't my mother,
you couldn't tell me shit. Now, I wasn't just disrespecting adults. But, you know, you got some adults that feel like because they adults, they can
exactly.
talk to you any
this
fucking way they want
true?
To. And, you know, I was the one to be like, who the fuck you think you're talking to?
But
like,
time out. Let me ask you a question. You're in my age group, China. No, you're not my age, but you're close enough to answer this question. When we grew up, grown folks put their hands on us. Other
they
people.
They did. They did.
So what changed?
They did. What changed is the laws. Everybody going to jail for something. You do
so you really think you're
going
to go to jail for plucking the kid in the forehead, yo?
You know a fucking neighbor that put an assault charge on your ass for touching somebody else's kid.
Well,
especially if you're an adult.
I'm going to jail then. I'm going to
jail. They were putting a assault charge on you.
I'm
like,
going to jail.
This is what
they're
saying.
They're going to sue you. They're going to try to sue you on
top.
You can't listen. Listen, let me tell you a true story. This is a true story. A dude tried to sue me. My last baby was getting born. I'm at a light. A dude runs into the back of my truck, fucks his car up. Now, being that at this time in my life, I was a little bit shady. I pulled over to the side. I came back. I was like, yo, my car is good. You fucked your own car up, no harm, no foul. You take care of your shit, I take care of my shit.
Right,
he was Jamaican,
right.
He wanted to get his car fixed. Little pussy hole, little pussy hole, bummer cut, pussy hole. So I knocked him out, so now he matched his car. The nigga took my license plate number and took me to court. He didn't want to take me to criminal court, he took me to civil court. It took me to civil court. The judge threw it out. Everything in the court system do not go wrong. Some of this shit pans out right. I fucked that nigga up. He didn't get a dollar.
That's you got, for example, if we're talking about the kids, you got some incidents where, for example, my kids, they got like quick reflexes or whatever? Like, you know, if they was taught, like, if somebody does something to them, like, you just get them right then and there on the spot. That's
even grown people?
No, I'm saying, well, my youngest son, he like an old man. So, like, he'll go toe-to-toe with you. He like toe-to-toe with you in the discussion. Like, he gonna prove his point. So,
yeah, I see that little fly nigga. I think I gave nigga $2, too.
And you better give him his $2 too.
Yeah. Oh, he wasn't playing. He wanted his money. That was it. But what I'm saying is that you go to the school and you, like I said, you know what your kids do wrong. So with me, you can't tell me what my kid did to another kid without telling me what this other fucking kid did.
Right, I want to hear the whole story.
I want to hear the whole story. My son had an incident where a kid ran into him, and he kind of, like, knocked him over. He was playing around, he knocked him over. My son said, the little one, he said, you bumped me. And the kid was like, oh, like some, you know, little kid, my son acts like a grown man. So, you know, kids his age usually kind of oblivious to that shit. Like, oh, my son, like, yoked them up, slammed them on the floor. They called me up to the school. It was like, oh, your son slammed the little boy, whatever. I said, what he did? What did the little boy do? My son said, he bumped into me. He knocked me on the floor. I got up. I said, you bumped into me. He didn't say sorry. So I looked at the principal, and I was like, is that what he told you what happened? I said, yeah. I said, oh, okay, so what happened?
Yeah, so we ain't talking about the good kids. And another thing about plucking these bad kids in the head, when you pluck these bad kids in the head, when they go to court, somebody going to come from the block and say, yo, that little nigga deserved to get the shit plucked out of him.
Right.
They ain't getting no fucking money, yo.
Right. But my thing is, how do you know your kid is bad, though?
Yo, all these bad kids, these parents are good. These kids is good.
Yo, I'm at a supermarket. This baby had to be like 3 years old, wilding out, hitting the mother, everything, screaming, same little purse. So now I was standing there, I said, I'm about to go pluck this baby, right?
Let me
use my voice first. I yelled at that baby, man. I said, you hitting your mother? The mom ain't saying nothing. That baby straighten up, boy.
It's something with a male figure that straightens the kid out with just the male talking. A woman has to yell, beat, and all of that stuff sometimes.
When my oldest son was like 10 years old, he had this little fucking sarcastic thing he used to do with his moms. Like, she would ask him a question. He'd be like, really, 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 mom, really, really? She snuffed that nigga. That nigga didn't do that shit since 8 years old.
That's it.
No,
I'm not. The problem with these kids is because everybody believes going to court is a bad thing. Take me to fucking court, nigga.
I digress. A girl did curse me out in my son's school. I just remember that. A girl cursed me out in the school, and I kind of like walked towards her because I wanted to put her under pressure. And the principal was like, no, because she know me for coming up to the school and beating my son's ass. So she's like, no, thinking I'm going to put hands on her. And I just stopped and told her, go get your mother.
Yep.
I said, go get your mother.
Let me ask y'all a question. Because, Nitty, you're using yours as an example, but you got to understand that a lot of these households don't have a male and female together in the household. You know what I'm saying? Your boys have that. So what they don't get from moms, they're always at the back end, and they can't always got to know that you're around too. Now, I hear the young lady talking about how she got the boys under control, and I see you doing your thing, but is there a male figure in their life too?
Now, yeah.
Okay.
Now, but you know, I still kind of like reign supreme. Like, my word goes anything.
That's understandable, but because you're a disciplinarian, a lot of people are not that tight. A lot of women are submissive to their kids. But you don't have the male figure.
Because I think they feel bad about, they feel like they feel bad about the male figure not being around. They try to pacify that shit.
But that plays a role in their development. You know what I'm saying? Just like when we can tell somebody else's kid on the line, yo, you hitting your mother, and the kid look like, oh, shit, yeah, I ain't supposed to be doing that. Because the mother ain't got nobody there to support her, too.
Right.
That's why a lot of shit that goes wrong is because there's these parents out here who don't have no support, and they doing it on their own, and they don't have no male figure. They too busy trying to do them. They ain't even focused on their kid.
Right.
You focused on your kid. That's why you worried about their well-being. But if you out doing other things, you can't be worried about their well-being, because you can't do everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and most of these chicks be out the world doing the Harlem Shake and shit. They ain't raising their kids.
Like you got to even do it. When you're a parent, you got to do either or. Do you or do your kids, man. And a real parent's going to do their kids.
Right.
And that's what it's all about, man.
Well,
nowadays
what it is, too, a lot of parents are like, oh, we're friends. Listen, I'm your parent. I don't care
exactly.
how old you are.
Oh, no, I have beef with my kids. I won't even speak to your ass. Fuck you. Get out of my face.
Oh, yeah, me neither. I will malice the shit out of you. No,
well,
play
I'm
me.
Tough love all day. You had the
Yo,
wrong one.
It's crazy how doing child care. I started doing child care back in 96, man, working up in the group homes up in Westchester.
Right.
I done seen it all come through there, man. I had kids that I worked with being on the front page of the paper for killing people, to kids, one of my female girls playing at Syracuse, playing basketball, going across seas to Germany, to the little rapper nigga fucking with the, what's the French Montana nigga, like his little man is, I raised him. So, but it's all about, you know, some people catch it. Some people don't catch it, you know. Everybody's not gonna learn.
And what people don't understand is that some of these kids be wanting that attention.
They
want
to get plucked in the morning.
Like,
yeah.
They want that. They
it's
want
love.
That.
It's really love. It's really, but everybody was. These kids is gonna respect something. You can be bad. You could be the baddest nigga. But you
your recording has
something.
Reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery.
What the fuck is that?
Who the fuck was recording some shit?
I don't know. That shit was all in my head, but. Somebody just said, I gotta go.
Yo, everybody hang up and call back.
look, homie, you know it's probably me with this stupid ass phone.
Oh, this is definitely you with that new ass phone. You know, you just came from a flip phone, nigga.
That was probably me, my bad.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I was in fucking Walmart today doing some shopping, and this white kid came really fucking close to getting plucked in his forehead. The only thing that stopped me from fucking plucking this kid in his forehead was this fat bitch. She was stuck on the fucking chocolates. Like, she was.
What?
Yeah, she was crazy. We was in a fucking candy aisle, and she was stuck between buying some chocolate and some fucking Yoo-Hoo or some shit. And she was like, she was stuck. And I thought that she was funny. I came real close to grab this little white kid and shaking the Ku Klux Klan out of his ass, yo.
No, but I cannot take no badass kids. I can't do it. When my kids go places, they ask permission to have fun. And I know some people might think it's wrong, but you know, you can't just run up and down people's shit and like just be free with it.
Yes.
You just can't do that. You gotta ask first.
Well, the reason why our community is fucked up because a lot of people are just too scared to check other motherfuckers' kids. They too afraid of the incoming. Man, go get your motherfucking pops, yo. I don't give a fuck.
Well, you know, me and my mom was just having that conversation now. She was like, we need to go back to being nosy neighbors where all the kids, we got in trouble from all the elders on the block. They don't care. You're going to get in trouble from them, and you're going to get it when you get home.
Exactly. That's the way it was.
But you know what it is?
The law. Fuck the law.
But you know what it is? My kids' friends, my son's friends, because they see how I am with him, it don't matter how bad them little niggas are, when they see me, they just straighten up.
Like, yeah, they're going to respect that.
They're not going to act up around me. They're not going to act up. Because, you know, I might not put hands, you know, I might not discipline you, but it's because of how they see how I do him, they probably like, damn, she might not give a fuck. She might come over here and start, flipping on us.
And you want them to have that kind of respect for you.
Exactly.
Anyway.
But that goes back to the fact that all bad kids respect something. They respect something. It might not be what's at home, but they're going to respect something. It might not be the right person. They might not be respecting the right person. It might be the wrong nigga in the hood that they respecting, but they respect something.
Right, and it's not even that you got to be aggressive to the kids. Sometimes you just got to talk to them. Like,
Like, you know, why are you out here doing this? Like, for example, we got a big issue now with these young girls, right? These young girls are fucking off the chain. They're doing shit. They doing shit at 13 and 14 that I ain't even think about doing at 13 and 14 years old.
You lying right now, but can
I
just say you?
I'm not lying. And I've said this all day in every conversation we had that this comes up. I was not a fast girl. I was
a
tomboy.
I'm scared to tell this goddamn story.
No, I'm just saying, you know, I'm just
I know you're not, you wasn't a whore at 13. Okay, continue.
So, 21 is probably different. But anyway.
But
what I'm saying is, like, sometimes you see them out there, and I can't help but to say shit to them. You just feel like, you know, even though they act like they're not listening to you, when they get that little quiet time to themselves, they remember the conversation with the lady
that's
after
right.
them out
that's
in the
so
street. They remember that shit. They remember
that's
it.
True. That's right. They sure do.
It's yeah.
too high. They remember shit, man. They popping muscles and all that, man.
No, well, you know, those are the kids that wasn't reached. Those are the kids that wasn't reached. But trust me, it's kids.
The ones that's popping mollies are the ones you fucking pluck.
Yeah. Now you be ready to knock wind out of them. You don't want to pluck
I'm
them. You want to knock the wind out of them.
When I was in Brooklyn in the project of Prospect Plaza, I would kick a nigga kid dead in his ass, yo. I'm telling you.
Of course, I gotta remember, we was younger, you know, we both smoking weed, and we were doing this.
Weed.
And
don't say that shout out.
Nigga, we were doing whatever, and we still had that respect about us. Like, you could not, I could not do no dumb shit. My mother was mad embarrassing. Like, my mom was grabbing me by my fucking hair in the street one time. So it was certain shit that you just had to chill. Like, certain things.
You went to Catholic school, girl.
I was?
You went to Catholic school, son.
I didn't go to Catholic school. What's up? My mother sent me to charm school, go figure. But
there
you go.
That
she
shit, need
to get her
get
money,
back
money back for
that
back.
Shit.
That
shit did
yeah.
not work.
She need to get her money back for that shit.
One, two, three.
Wait a minute. Monster, you calling me out?
Nah.
Oh.
That nigga cocked out real quick, yo.
Oh, no problem.
I understand. That nigga's 6'1", son. You don't want that action.
Please, Martha, that's my homie right there. You know.
One, two, three, big Frank.
Buckwell, hey, Tex, you on the line, baby?
I'm here.
Hey, Tex, would you fucking shake the shit out of somebody else's kid if they was real bad?
Listen, I've been there. I've been there. But you know what? I don't actually have to get to the actual fisticuffs because I put the fear of God in them. I'll just look, I ain't the one to be played with. Please don't test me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean? Because I don't know if the mother's scared of the kids or what, but I tell them, if you can't control your kids, don't have them around me because jail, I would not be disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. And it's impulse.
Oh,
the name of the question was, time out. The name of the question is, if you had somebody that you was dating that you like, what would you do about they badass kids? That's the topic.
Check this, Frank. I'm messing with this chick, right? I'm messing with her. Whenever I come off the road, I hang out of the house and stuff, because I'm driving a truck at the time, right?
Right.
So I come in and my daughter's about 5
Hold on, Tex. If you having a private conversation on my radio line, I need you to shut the fuck up.
Turn that TV.
What?
Yeah.
That edgy ass.
What? I'm right here.
Who the fuck
right
is having a conversation?
Well, I don't know. Me and my daughter was having a conversation. Hi.
Well, you take your daughter over there and then plug in the forehead off the radio show. I know you want to pluck her.
I don't have to pluck my kids. They're good kids.
Yeah,
I don't think I would have the patience for that, though. Like, I feel like I know what I would probably do is because I have sons, I would probably bring my sons around a little badass kings and have them strong arm them. Like, I probably wouldn't even.
What if it's a girl?
Is this a girl? Like, I can't fuck with no sassy ass little girls. I probably
don't
fuck with
you
by now.
Because the daughter is bad?
I probably
wouldn't. That's where I was at, Frank. That's where I was at. So I went to see the girl. I used to go see her when I came in off the road. The little girl jumped on the couch and spit in my face.
Oh, wait.
You bugging. You bugging. You bugging. Like, what?
Let's hear the rest.
Hold on, let me speak, because I want to know what the fuck you do, because I would spank that little bitch on my knee.
I grabbed her by her arm, and I can't recall everything I said, but none of it was nice, and I put the fear by it. So when her mother came, I'm like, do you know your daughter just spit in my face? She wouldn't do that.
She said she wouldn't do that?
She wouldn't do it. I cursed them both. I left.
When her moms that came in that room, I promise you to Jesus, her daughter ass would have been glowing in the dark.
I'm sorry you even had to deal with that,
because that's crazy. That's crazy.
And then I'd have probably smacked the shot of a mother.
First of all, spitting, that's something you're supposed to beat your kid's ass for from the gate.
If you don't believe your kid spit on somebody, then what did
it? That little bitch spit on her mama. Believe me, that little bitch spit on somebody before.
So the question is, let me ask Mac, you still there, Mac?
Yeah, I'm here, player.
So if you dealing with a chick that's real nice, and she got a son that's disrespectful and a daughter that's disrespectful, do you say fuck the pussy and bail out? How do you handle that?
Listen, if I can't be around a chick and have a bad kid around me, so you know, but I'm a disciplinarian, so I'm going to check. You know, I'm going to check it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't help yourself when you're a disciplinarian. You can't help yourself.
Yeah. You know, I'm into little girls. I really don't do good with little girls. You know what I'm saying? Boys don't got a chance with me. Little girls, I struggle with because little girls get a pass.
I would tell a little girl, you little bitch, you ain't gonna be shit but a whore, a dick sucker.
No, you don't break children down, you don't traumatize them.
Listen, I don't give a fuck if the little bitch go to college or not.
No. You can't do that. That's the problem. You can't pick and choose what you do to
kids. I don't give a fuck if a bitch end up in a mental hospital after I say that. You little badass bitch, you're going to be walking a 59th Street bitch selling pussy in 6 months.
That's
bitch 3 years old.
Yo, all these chicks, they wrap their kids in bubble wrap, man. They protect them from everything. So these kids, they don't know what's disrespectful or not, because they never pushed the ball.
Listen, spitting, there's no way on God's green earth that this little bitch ain't no spitting was wrong.
I'm cursing the little bitch out. I'm going to tell her, I hope your pussy blow up. I hope you suck Mandela's dick, bitch. I'm out of here.
No. You just,
you know,
on
the way out, step on her PlayStation.
Exactly. Fuck that little bitch.
Break her shit.
Listen, let me tell you something. One thing I learned about being in the street is that you can't save everybody. And some of these motherfuckers is going to be monsters no matter what.
How old is this little girl?
And she spit in my face, that's going to be a monster no matter what.
How old was she?
She was five.
Five?
Yeah. Okay. Now, she goes to a prestige, she goes to Cornell. My son's smashing her. I just left her mama house, so we all good.
So she's straight now?
Yeah, she's straight now.
But is she a whore?
Huh?
Is she a whore?
I don't know, but she ain't the good girl her mama thinks she is.
Well, did that sound like she's a whore?
She pays to pay for Cornell. No, she got a full ride to Cornell.
You know, this smart is smart whores.
Yeah, I like smart whores. They make money.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything a kid could do that would make you say, you know what, fuck this relationship, I'm not fucking with your kid?
Disrespectful. You're disrespectful.
Yeah,
you ain't even giving me a chance. I'm no matter how nice I'm being to you, you just insist on being disrespectful, and if the parent is not checking them,
exactly.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Uh-huh.
You see
exactly
your kid
like
being disrespectful, and you not saying nothing to your kid.
Yeah,
I can't do
you
it.
You in denial about it? Uh-uh.
Yeah,
this
I can't do it.
This is not gonna happen, boy. I'm gonna holler at you later.
That's why most women.
But then otherwise, it's gonna keep tempting you. You're gonna be like, damn, I really want to whoop this kid ass. You understand what I'm saying?
Would have whooped his ass, or we probably would have this problem solved by now. If you'd have whooped their ass.
Oh, you don't beat him already? But if that continues, then you don't, what's the sense of going
yeah,
there? That means
all,
there's no progress.
If, if there's a live and able parent in the building, there should be no need for me to be checking your kid, and you sitting right here seeing the same shit that I'm seeing.
Okay, so why
the same
why
thing
do we have
seeing
bad kids in the world then?
I'm saying if I'm sitting right here, your kid is being disrespectful towards me, and you're not saying anything, that's your problem.
I'm saying the kid is disrespectful to them, so why do they give a fuck about you?
That's why I don't give a fuck about you, and that's why I'm not working with you.
Is this the person you're dating, that his kid is to get out with the guy that you're dating?
Yes.
And his kid, you know what, that's why I don't like dating guys with kids.
If you throw up on me, I'm cutting you off.
I'm not thinking about no kids.
No, with the kids, no.
You don't mind the kids, but as long as the kids are respectful, you're not going
right.
I understand what she was saying when she was out with his kids. Most guys, they don't let you discipline their daughters. They figure that, you know, the new girl or whatever, you're not going to discipline their daughters.
It's BYOB for me. BYOB.
Right,
it's all
right.
You can have a kid. Bring your own baby. We good. Because I ain't giving you no more.
I know that's
but
right.
Make sure that little nigga is mad respectable. I'm not playing with no disrespectful kids. That's it.
Right.
That's
exactly
it.
No, I don't play with kids, period. Because like that wise woman always told me, you play with a dog, he'll lick you in the mouth. You play with a kid, and he'll sash you out.
Yeah, I know one time I had a chick that had a real bad kid, a little son, and every time she left the room, I'd lose my shoe in his ass.
You're just a tyrant, yo. You a tyrant.
Yo, that little shorty would tell me shit like, yo, when my daddy come here, he going to straighten you out for
ooh,
shit like
that.
Ooh,
that shit I don't like. Oh, my God. Please, God forgive me. God forgive me, but where's your mother, baby mother? Is that bitch strung out on crack? Like, please let her be somewhere far, far away. Because
yeah.
I don't have to deal with this bitch because her child is a fucking nut job.
Yeah,
and she's just
teaching
me.
Shit.
And you ain't teaching shit. And you ain't telling the little bitch to be polite to daddy new girlfriend. I don't appreciate that.
Yo,
sure,
you just say all kind of crazy shit to me. I was like, yo, when your daddy come, tell him I lost this Timberland in your ass.
Look, if we make you want to play the dozens with him, like, that's why your daddy ain't here.
Yeah, right? This is what I'm saying.
Like, I got to remember this
feeling
as a child.
I just tell a little nigga, I know your daddy. That why do you think I'm kicking you in your ass now?
No, your daddy don't come home for another five. What the fuck you gonna do? Your daddy messed up.
Nah, I just said that nigga step it down. I know your daddy. That's why you getting kicked in your ass now, nigga.
Cause you just like stunting like your daddy.
Your fucking daddy ain't gonna do shit, nigga. Shut
you
up,
a sucker,
nigga.
So is your daddy.
Exactly. That little nigga had the friend. Let me tell you something. That little dude was like 11 years old. That nigga could take a kick in the ass though.
At 11, he better take a kick.
Wow.
Now,
listen, he been kicked in his ass before me.
Yeah. He's used to it.
But think about
it.
At what point does the parent realize that she don't got a fucking man or you ain't got a fucking girl because of you? Like, you acting like
you asking real questions because you're a good parent. But where do these bad kids come from? We see. They got to have parents.
Yeah, but what she's saying is.
Yo, what's that?
Who the fuck got the fucking surround sounds on, yo?
She can't have a man because the kid's acting up.
Yeah, niggas, right. Niggas ain't following no problem child. Nigga, I got to come here and feed this little bitch, too.
Hold on, though. You can't bring everybody around your kids, either.
Nah, that's true. That's true.
They're bringing side pieces around the kids. When you bring somebody around their kids, it's a little further than just a little bumping. You know what
I mean? Jump
right. Y'all,
yeah.
Y'all moving on
right.
A little bit. So it's
right.
Got to be something that. So now, okay, Frank, I got a question. Now you discipline the child. Now baby daddy got issues, or the baby father coming to you. Well, your kid's bad. Can you say something?
Frank. Okay.
What you said was right about like having like a revolving door of people around your kids. Because in the grand scheme of things, it's not that the kids are being disrespectful to the person you're dating. They really disrespecting you now at this point. Like, mommy, get the fuck out of here. Another one? No.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's one game I never played.
I don't know one thing. I don't give a fuck who you are. You got to do what the fuck you got to do. I'm going to fuck your kid up. I'm telling you right now.
You going to whoop his ass?
Listen, you ain't do the fucking job. The buck stops here. When I leave this fucking house, dude going to have some kind of respect.
Listen, let me tell you something, man. My turn into Medea on boy. Him. He's around like, I think 3 years old. Dad, long got a father because his father died, whatever the case happened. Long story short, mother is kind of, the father passed away, so the mother kind of lets him get away with whatever the case is because of not having a father. You know, you feel sorry, whatever the case is. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe y'all don't know what it is because you ain't never deal with that, with the loss of the father for your child. So.
Mac, I'm still fucking that kid up with no father. I'm telling you right now.
Listen. You ain't got to listen.
I'm going to fuck him up, Mac.
That because he never had a father, and he's bad, and I'm a disciplinarian, and he's not listening to mom. So I'm not really listening because he's still a baby, but he lets him get away with a lot of shit. He shouldn't be getting away with it. I don't let it happen. So she looks for me to basically discipline the little nigga. You know what I'm saying? So she accepts it because she knows who I am and she knows he needs it, but she can't provide it. So by me doing this for her and raising this little nigga and disappointing him, she likes it. You know what I'm saying? Because this is something that she wasn't able to do. But luckily, she's able to find somebody like me who's able to discipline him and teach him.
When you say discipline him, what you mean? Would you put your foot in his ass? This is the bottom line.
Of course I'm putting you. You ain't gonna be able to discipline no. I already told you that from when I first got on the phone. If you ain't hands on, it ain't working, man.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
You only
a woman
can
teach.
Do it a whole lot of times. See, that's the problem. It's what you do. It's not how you do it. It's what you do. You putting your foot in his ass ain't working. My choke game solves all problems.
The choke game, I choke a nigga too.
I put my hand on your neck, and you lose oxygen. It's 10 times worse than me motherfucking hitting your butt.
He is giving these kids near-death experiences.
Exactly.
You lose oxygen.
My hands are so big, I wrap my hands around your neck and look you in your eye. And when you feel that you are lifeless and powerless, you know that. Me slapping you on your ass, and shit, that shit wears off. When you feel that you motherfucking about to go someplace else, and you powerless, this is a whole problem.
I ain't got my ass kicked by my mom,
by
the neighbors, by my aunts. Sometimes, like you said, that shit don't help, man. Niggas gotta learn on their own.
Yeah, well, so, some of these kids are just straight up knuckleheads and have to learn the hard way.
Some of these kids need to hold on,
everybody. This, we about to get cut off. It's 10 o'clock. All I'm trying to say is that everybody on this show sound like responsible parents. And our kids ain't the problem. Our kids ain't the problem at all. So what I want you to do is when you see a nigga fucking up in the Walmart aisle, in Pathmark aisle, Food Lion, Western Beach, I want you to calmly walk over to him and say, "Shorty, why are you acting like that?" And when he make a fucking face, pluck the shit out of him in his fucking forehead.
That's
what I want you to do. That's all I want y'all to do. This has been speaking my point of view. I'm a big homie. I'd like to thank everybody for calling in. God bless and good night, you motherfuckers.
Night-night.
Night-night.
See y'all on May 4th.
Chosen one, Big Jeffrey.
Now, players, I got some fresh game to bring to the table today. Now, this player right here, he's different. He don't drive a Cadillac. He don't got a perm. Why should we let you in the Pimp Legion of Doom?
Man, whoever said progress was a slow process wasn't talking about me. I'm a PIMP. Plus, I got the magic stick.
I got the magic stick. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I hit the baddest chick. Sure they don't believe me, they call me tonight. Twice, I am the baddest.